listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. has opened a new ballistic missile defense base in northern Poland. It's triggering a sharp response from the Russian Foreign Ministry, which says the facility raises the overall nuclear threat and will be attacked if necessary. This comes at a time when the Biden administration prepares to send another $275 million in military aid to Ukraine, and at a time when the Russians press their offensive in Ukraine.
Russia's amassing thousands and thousands of troops in the Kursk region, and most of them are now moving by foot. In addition, they've also shifted forces they've received from North Korea, up to 12,000 already, into the same region to start to push back Ukrainian forces. So now the idea is to move as individuals on foot and have harder targets.
Correspondent Tara Kopp. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, President-elect Trump's choice for NATO ambassador.
Trump said in a statement, Whitaker was a strong warrior and loyal patriot who will ensure the United States' interests are advanced and defended and strengthen relationships with our NATO allies and stand firm in the face of threats to peace and stability. The president-elect has expressed skepticism about NATO, the bedrock Western alliance, for years.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. In a landmark antitrust case, the Department of Justice asking a federal judge to force Google to sell off its industry-leading Chrome web browser, among other steps. Life in prison, no chance of parole, a sentence for Venezuelan national Jose Ibarra for the murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. More than 340,000 utility customers without power in Washington state as the Pacific Northwest is pounded by a powerful storm, so-called bomb cyclone. At least two deaths are attributed to the storm. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 32 points and NASDAQ futures off 73, S&P futures down 15 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Yes. Good morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm getting a report of a vehicle fire in Harford County. It looks like it may be south of Level Road, which is 155 in Haverty Grace, and then between there and Route 22. That's the word right now. And it looks like some lanes are blocked. Fire department just arrived there, so the information is still coming in. But if you're coming south from the Tidings Bridge, coming down through Harford County after Route 155 at Level Road, be prepared. There could be a delay there. Just a brief delay, and we're just starting to form up now, going south into both the Harford tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not much rain today, only a slight chance of a shower. It is cooler, though, 52. Tomorrow, a mix of light rain and snow early. That changes to rain for the rest of the day. 43 the high. The weekend, dry, plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen, 40 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it is 44 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It is 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Check this out. Northern parts of the Baltimore metro area could see light snow showers or a wintry mix on Friday as the cold front moves through the region. No accumulation expected in the areas of the south, should get only rain. Garrett County, though, could be getting up to a foot of snow over the next couple of days. There is a winter storm warning for the area from 10 o'clock this morning until midnight on Friday. The County Office of Emergency Management there says that winds could be gusting as high as 40 miles per hour, and visibility may drop below a quarter of a mile because of both the falling and blowing snow. A decomposing body was found in the Southwest Baltimore trash can. Police say the remnants were discovered at around 3:15 Wednesday afternoon, the 1900 block of McHenry Street. No word on the person's identity or the cause of death. 58-year-old man dead following a pedestrian crash in East Baltimore. Officers found the victim in the 3200 block of Bel Air Road at around 10:20 Wednesday night. He was taken to a hospital where he died from his injuries. And three juveniles have now been arrested for their alleged roles in a crime spree. Baltimore police responded to the three reports of robberies near Johns Hopkins University in North Baltimore. On Wednesday morning, there was a carjacking in Hamden, a robbery involving a stolen SUV on 36th Street, and a report of teens allegedly riding around in that vehicle and robbing people. They got them. 605 at WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3940. Your pick 41137. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough. Inflation high, interest rates spiraling, prices on groceries, utilities, medical costs, and insurance rates skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight on their spending. I, Frank Liber here. Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements, understands your situation, but has some very good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling, but there are some necessary projects that must be done first, AES is here to help you get through these difficult times. Right now, AES Builder and Home Improvements is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call them today at 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Well, the man of the hour in Owings Mills yesterday was Justin Tucker. The beleaguered kicker met the media, and the first question asked was, how was he personally feeling through this uncharacteristic slump for perhaps the greatest of all time?
Appreciate you checking in, but it's also kind of unimportant how I feel. What is important is how I perform, and I really do feel that way.
And later he continued when he was asked about the snapper and the holder and the whole process of the kick.
Yeah, Nick and Jordan are doing a good job. They're doing a good job, and whenever I miss a kick, it's because I let one get away. I've said this before, and whenever we make kicks, it's because all of us are doing exactly what we need to do to make kicks.
Next up for the kicker and the Ravens is Monday night in Los Angeles against the Chargers. Ravens injury news, no practice for Roquan Smith yesterday, and almost certainly will miss at least one game with a hamstring and probably more. Baseball news, the Braves' Chris Sale and the Tigers' Tarik Skubal won the Cy Young in their respective leagues. Corbin Burns finished fifth. College basketball last night, UConn women's coach Gino Auriemma became the NCAA's all-time basketball wins leader. The Huskies routed Fairleigh Dickinson at home. Auriemma wins game number 12-17, breaking a tie with legendary Stanford coach Trish Vandeveer, who retired in April. Coming up at 6:35, fool me twice, shame on me. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Top
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is a Thursday, November 21st, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And you can join the conversation here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Here are your top stories coming up in this hour. The city state's attorney is defending the prosecution of a witness who was intimidating, actually a person intimidating witnesses, rather, with this 20-year suspended sentence plea deal.
We're not going to tolerate it because we cannot hold individuals accountable. And I think us pursuing this matter simply shows we're not going to tolerate it.
Hey, you know what's going to happen up to the very minute on January 20th that Donald Trump takes office? Joe Biden is going to spend as if there is no tomorrow.
And this is a scramble by Joe Biden to do what he did from day one when he came into office, right? Which is just spend as much as they possibly could.
But a heart-wrenching day yesterday in Georgia where the murderer, and we can say that now because he has been convicted, the murderer of Lakin Riley was convicted and sentenced. The illegal alien who had no business being in this country, had no business being transported around the country before he finally ended up in Athens, Georgia, stalked women there and, of course, found Lakin Riley, tried to brutally rape her, and took her life in savage fashion. This is truly the very definition of evil and a monster. Finally, justice for Lakin yesterday, but the heart-wrenching impact statements by the family members will haunt me for a long, long time. As a parent, as a grandparent, there's nothing worse than imagine having to lose a child, number one. Number two, in that manner. Here is her stepfather, Jason Riley.
I am haunted by the thought of the fear she must have felt in those final moments, and it breaks my heart knowing that she suffered. I have to live with the fact that I could not protect her when she needed me the most. The pain of not being there, of not being able to stop what happened to her, is something I will never escape.
For 18 minutes, Lakin fought her attacker before he took a rock and bashed her skull in. Snuffing out her life. Her sister, Lauren, also delivered an impact statement.
We've been inseparable ever since the moment I was born, and I've been lost ever since she was senselessly stripped from our lives by Jose Antonio Ibarra. I now have this hole in my heart and in my life that I know will never be filled.
Her mother, Allison, who there was body cam footage that was revealed the moment that police told her her daughter was murdered. It was just...
Yeah, it's grim.
Very grim. And she said to the judge, he should have no mercy on Jose Ibarra.
He showed no mercy on Lakin when she was begging for her life. There's no end to the pain and suffering that he inflicted on her family and her friends.
And she asked the judge to please deliver a life without parole sentence.
I'm asking you to please give this monster life without any chance of parole so that he never gets the chance to hurt anyone else ever again.
Coming up, we'll have the sentence and why the death penalty was not pursued in this case is just unconscionable and outrageous. We have the details coming up in just a moment.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker, good morning, Chuck.
Morning. If you're traveling in Harford County again, you're coming south of the Tidings Bridge. The next ramp down is Level Road at Route 155. Between there and Route 22 in Aberdeen, there's a vehicle fire. The camera is out there, so we don't have a visual on it, but the information we have, blocking two of the right-hand lanes, and they're actively working at the scene. So anybody south from Cecil County coming into Harford County after the Tidings Bridge, be prepared for that delay. Not too bad right now, looking live at both the harbor tunnels with all the lanes open, and we should start to see at least some buildups on the Beltway now. We get the heavy traffic early, most of that in the area after 795 and eventually down towards Frederick Road. Right now it looks to be in good shape as we're passing at Liberty Road and through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast. We did have some rain that fell overnight, and a slight chance of passing shower today continues with a high of 52 overnight. Temps will drop down into the mid-30s tomorrow morning. Could be a mix of light rain and snow. No accumulation.
The white death.
Zero on the BMTP index. And then all rain for Friday and a high of 43.
I'll be sick tomorrow.
Right now. You're sick already. What are you talking about?
As a matter of fact, I'm sick now.
Clear in 38 in Columbia. It is 40 in Baltimore City. And for some one-liner news, Comcast has announced they're selling off the company's two cable news channels, MSNBC and CNBC. No wonder why Joe and Mika went to Mar-a-Lago. They're looking for jobs.
Looking for a gig.
In the Trump administration.
Please, please, have mercy. Please.
Rumor is that the ladies of The View are going to be traded over to the channel, and they'll have their own little morning show now.
Oh, good.
And they're going to rename the network PMSNBC.
Oh, Sean.
Target stock was down as much as 20% on Wednesday, so now they're being called off-target. After their beginning goals of the year. Look, inflation's killing everybody, man.
Yeah.
Walmart has announced they'll force to raise prices if President-elect Trump follows through in his plan to impose tariffs on Chinese imports. Wait a minute.
Oh, well.
Are you telling me that Walmart sells Chinese goods?
I was shocked.
I know that.
Stunned.
Just I'm flabbergasted.
According to U.S. News and World Report, Louisiana has the highest rate of STDs in the country. And you thought burning was Cajun food. Elsewhere, worshippers at a church in Switzerland can now confess their sins to an AI-powered hologram of Jesus.
Oh, wow.
The AI Jesus is all-knowing. You don't even have to announce your sins because he's already accessed your browser history.
Yes.
Very simple there. Today's the Great American Smokeout. That does not refer to smoking your meats, but rather standing outside the building, having a smoke outside, and hopefully quitting, getting rid of that. Nasty, dirty habit of smoking. Hey, couples named St. Michael's, Maryland, as the top romantic fall getaway. What do you think some of the other ones in Maryland were?
Annapolis.
They did not make the top.
No kidding.
Yeah. St. Michael's, Deep Creek Lake.
Yeah,
I figured that.
Catoctin Mountain Park was in the top 100. 0.001% said Pollock Johnny's.
Oh, yes. Oh.
But Chuck's answer was quickly.
Hampstead.
I was going to say Slencer's Field or the Grinch Falls Stadium on Frederick Avenue. That was one of my more romantic spots.
Yes, and then at a booth at Neptune's.
Yes. Yes, just in the corner in the dark.
That's right.
you tip the guy a quarter, you get anything you want.
Is that a foot long sub, or are you just glad to see me?
Excuse me. Pardon me, has it been cold in here?
By the way, we're now November 21st, 16 days after the election. They are still counting votes.
Yep. Good for them, man.
570,000 votes left to count. Another 126,000 left to cure as of yesterday.
Well, they were to hang them like meat, you know, let them cure for a while?
Every state still need... I think all of us should be... every single state should be audited. This is just ridiculous. The United States of America takes 2.5 weeks to still determine what's going to happen in the House of Representatives. We're close, but there still are a couple of uncalled House races.
Well, there's a Senate race, too, just north of us, Pennsylvania. Casey will
Well, that's not. A recount. That's a recount.
Yeah, but they've now commingled the ballots that were not supposed to count from places like Bucks County with the rest of the ballots.
Yeah.
How are you going to clean up that mess?
Well, I agree with RNC Chair Michael Watley. He thinks that there should be criminal charges against the Bucks County commissioners because they allowed it to happen and they knowingly violated, flouted the law. And you know, the rest of us do that. You know, if we step inside the Capitol and don't do any vandalism or don't attack anybody, we're in jail for like 1,400 days.
Right.
This is ridiculous. It's absurd. So Trump's got to fix this, and we shouldn't have to deal with that. But you know what? There was an interesting graphic that came out just yesterday. And if you look at it, there are really no blue states. There are only 15 to 20 big blue cities trying to tell the rest of us how to live.
All right.
When you look at New York, L.A., Chicago, Philly, Washington, Boston, Atlanta, Houston, San Francisco, L.A., Seattle, Minneapolis, St. Paul, etc. These are where all the blue votes are concentrated, making their states blue, but they're just really blue cities.
And I would argue that you could probably go through an entire list, and not a single one of them can actually live on their own tax base. So all of those blue cities that would determine where we go, should we do away with the Electoral College, for example, which is a horrible idea, then they would be determining how the people who support them have to live.
Well, years ago there was an article called The Ruling Class Versus the Country Class.
Yeah.
And the country class really is the flyover. These are the red states. These are the farmers. These are people who are actually productive. They produce things. They make
for a living.
They do. They farm. They ranch. And they work for a living. These other individuals and these elitist conclaves, not so much.
Yeah. One of my favorite ranchers, Beth Dutton, once said, "Oh, I can't say that on the air."
How about spending the whole day arguing about a transgender one person, which bathroom they're going to use in the Capitol?
When there's already single-use bathrooms on the Capitol.
Right.
And in the Capitol, and John Fetterman would say, "Hey, you can use my bathroom if you want."
All this time they're spending for a person who has a Snap-on tools, and they just got to move on.
It
was a snap off, not a snap on. Come on, get your verbiage correct there, Chuck.
No, I got it right.
It was a snap on or pull off. That's what it was. Okay.
Yes.
All right, that's enough.
I hope it's not that.
Hope it's not that, too. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Right. 6:20 minutes after the Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here all the way through the end of November. Got 9 more days to take advantage of incredible discounted prices on all products, all inventory, and it's up to 80% off. I know the omega-3s and many of the different formulations and varieties of the omega-3s are about 45 to 50% off. This really is the best sale of the year, so now's the time to stock up. For the next 3 months, next 6 months, whatever your budget will allow, because this is going to save you a ton of money. Plus, you get free shipping if you order over $75 or more. You get to earn and use your Rescue Rewards points as well. It is really the best sale of the year, and you can check online, res-q.com. No coupon code is needed. Take advantage today before the end of the month at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, it's 6:23, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report from this vehicle fire in Harford County. The report says now that I-95 southbound is closed. So that would be in the area after Level Road at 155 between there and Route 22 in Aberdeen. So if that's the case, now heads up, if you're crossing the Tidings Bridge, you may see that detour begin, which means then we have to take 155 over to Pulaski Highway, westbound Pulaski Highway into Aberdeen, and then go back over to the interstate from there. Trying to confirm that, but in the meantime, the camera that is right there is out. So that's not helping anything, but I was looking at the camera just south of the Tidings Bridge, and traffic is still moving. So we'll keep an eye on it and see, in fact, if it is closed. But a heads up there on 95 South after the 90-mile marker on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, we had some rain that swept through the area overnight. Only a slight chance of passing shower in 52 today. Down to 35 tonight. Tomorrow morning could be a mixture of some light rain and or snow based on temperature. Then all rain and 43. Right now a clear 42 in Annapolis, 39 in Forest Hill. Judge Patrick Haggard delivered the sentence of the illegal alien monster Jose Ibarra, who brutally raped or tried to rape and murdered Lakin Riley. He delivered that sentence yesterday.
Count one, malice murder. I sentence you to life without the possibility of parole.
So this guy now will be in prison in the United States in a federal correctional institution, rather, for his entire life. No possibility of parole. But the question is, why not the death penalty? Why wasn't the death penalty sought in this particular case? And Soros DA, Deborah Gonzalez, who, by the way, is seen all over the internet with Harris Waltz campaign stickers and We Will Not Go Back slogans. She said she would not seek the death penalty against Lakin Riley's murder because she's worried, quote, collateral consequences to undocumented defendants.
Oh,
end of quote.
Break.
That is just absurd. There should be collateral consequences, and that should be a message that goes out. If you come into this country illegally and you murder an American citizen or a resident alien, the death penalty will be sought. In fact, President-elect Trump has suggested that. That is going to be a change, hopefully, to the law going forward. But here are these Soros-bought DAs that are excuse puppets for the radical left Reconquista open border types. President Trump has put out a statement, "Justice for Lakin Riley!" Exclamation mark. The illegal who killed our beloved Lakin was just found guilty on all counts for his horrific crimes. Although the pain and heartbreak will last forever, hopefully this can help bring some peace and closure to her wonderful family who fought for justice and to ensure that other families don't have to go through what they have. We love you, Lakin, and our hearts will always be with you. It is time to secure our border and remove these criminals and thugs from our country so nothing like this can ever happen again. Senator Colton Moore of Georgia, he issued a statement saying, "Today we mourn not only the tragic and senseless loss of a young woman with a bright future, but also the failure of our justice system to deliver the punishment that Jose Ibarra so clearly deserves. Lakin Riley's brutal murder was a crime so savage, so inhumane, and so deliberate that it cried out for the harshest penalty available under Georgia law, the death penalty." D.A. Deborah Gonzalez is a Soros-funded corrupt Democrat who let a radical political agenda stand in the way of that justice. End of quote. You look at this, he is a monster. An absolute savage. There was no emotion whatsoever when the verdict was read. I watched this guy throughout most of the trial. He very rarely, he just, you know, again, nothing. There's nothing there. He is soulless. And I know that there are people who believe that there's a spark of life or humanity or in every soul. That will be.
He's quenched it.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
That is something for certainly his maker, for God to determine when he does leave this planet and crosses the Jordan. But there should have been no mercy. There should have been the death penalty sought in this particular case as a message to any other illegal alien that are stalking our women, whether it's Rachel Morn or Jocelyn Angray or any of the hundreds of others, because there are hundreds of others, and they just haven't made, you know, this quite of a splash publicity-wise as the Lakin Riley case did.
Yeah, I'm much more of a troglodyte, I guess, than most, because in my world, he would be sentenced to stoning to death because he used a big rock to kill her. Fine. Just go ahead and stone him to death in the same fashion. And that's, I mean, I really am just.
I understand that. I do.
Yeah, I know that.
But we know that would
never. Vengeance and not justice, but I'll tell you, I think there's a role for that.
But justice is, where's the justice in having to feed, clothe, shelter, provide
house.
Medical care, house, you know, for the rest of his life? What's this guy, 20 some years old? 20, three or whatever, however old it is. Basically, this could be for another 50 years.
Yeah.
That the taxpayers of Georgia and the United States of America are forced to, put up with this. He's obviously proven himself already not to be in any way, shape, or form a productive member of society. In fact, he is an overall negative. Anytime you take a life, murder is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of malice, murder is the worst of the worst. In the way he, with malice aforethought, put on gloves, went out there, stalked, and looking for women. And of course, he lived with a woman. He lived with another. His roommates were a man and another woman. But he wanted to go after American women, the women that were here, that were easy targets, that were jogging or they were walking on campus, that were vulnerable. That is pure, unadulterated, abject evil.
Yep.
And it must be met with an appropriate measure of justice. And that appropriate measure is not life in prison without possibility of parole. That would be the death penalty. So he would be taken out. And again, that's not retribution. That's not vengeance. That is just. All right, we'll get your calls and comments coming up. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. And once again, here's Bruce Hilliard.
Thanks, Sean. A decomposing body was found in a Southwest Boulevard trash can. Police say the remnants were discovered around 3:15 Wednesday afternoon, the 1900 block of McHenry Street. No word on the person's identity or the cause of death. The body has been taken to the ME's office, and homicide detectives are investigating the case. A 58-year-old man dead following a pedestrian crash in East Baltimore. Officers found the victim in the 3200 block of Bel Air Road at around 10:20 yesterday morning. I'm sorry, that's 10:20 last night. Beg your pardon. The vehicle involved in the crash remained at the scene. Police say their investigation is ongoing. Three juveniles have been arrested in their alleged roles in a crime spree. Baltimore police responded to three reports of robberies near Johns Hopkins University in North Baltimore Tuesday night. On Wednesday morning, there was a carjacking in Hamden, a robbery involving a stolen SUV on 36th Street, and a report of teenagers allegedly riding around in that vehicle and robbing people. Baltimore man has been sentenced for raping a transgender woman and filming the assault. 23-year-old Jalen Green pled guilty in Baltimore County for first-degree rape and the use of a firearm during the commission of a crime of violence for the February attack. On Wednesday, a judge sentenced Green to life in prison with all but 10 years suspended. According to the Baltimore Banner, the judge described the crime as, quote, an absolutely brutal offense. Northern parts of the Baltimore metro area could see light snow showers or wintry mix on Friday. A cold front moves through the region. And if you head west, Garrett County could be getting up to a foot of snow over the next couple of days. A winter storm watch out there for the area from 10 o'clock this morning until midnight on Friday. 6:32, next WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:32, WCBM, pick three lottery number 940. You pick 41137. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The equipment's still working on the vehicle fire. The new update now says one lane is open southbound I-95 after Level Road in Harford County. That's south of the Tidings Bridge and before Aberdeen. So it's going to be one lane. It's going to be slow as you're coming south from Cecil County through there. Your option, of course, would be go over to Route 40 and use Route 40 through Harford County as the detour route. Picking up a little more volume now going into both the harbor tunnels. But at last check, just some slowing as the traffic starts to build now south of Eastern Avenue with the lanes open. Looking at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all four lanes open and traffic is moving south on that section of I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not much rain today, only a slight chance of a shower. It is cooler, though, 52. Tomorrow, a mix of light rain and snow early. That changes to rain for the rest of the day. 43 the high. The weekend, dry. Plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens kicker Justin Tucker, very forthcoming yesterday about his struggles this season, arguably the game's greatest kicker, having an extremely subpar season. Third to last in the NFL in field goal percentage, Tucker opened up about his performance yesterday and how he actually feels about it.
Yeah, I mean, I do take it very personally. Anytime I leave a kick out there, it bothers me. For all the fans, supporters, coaches, players, anybody that cares about Ravens football, believe me when I say nobody takes it more personally than I do. Nobody is more affected than me when I miss a kick.
And then later he continued,
At the exact same time, my particular line of work requires, in my opinion, that I compartmentalize my feelings and I leave them to the side and I focus on the action of kicking the ball and not the consequence.
Tucker has missed six kicks on the year, all wide left, from 2019 to 2021. That's a span of 3 years. Tucker also missed six total kicks. And a sidebar to the Justin Tucker story, Tucker statistically now is no longer the most accurate kicker in NFL history. 89.15%. Tucker has fallen to number two all-time, behind Eddie Pinero of the Panthers. Can you believe this? It's based on 100 or more kicks. Pinero is 100 for 113 in his career, 89.38%. Tucker is 4-11 of 461, 89.15%. ESPN reporting that Ravens Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis is being mentioned as a candidate to take over coaching duties at Florida Atlantic University. The school denies the report. The Owls fired their head coach, Tom Herman, a couple of days ago. Baseball news, the Braves Chris Sale and the Tigers' Tarik Skubal won the Cy Young in their respective leagues. Corbin Burns finished fifth. It was only the third time in MLB history that two left-handers won the award in the same season. College basketball, UConn's women's coach Gino Auriemma was presented with an actual goat last night on the floor after the game, notching his 1,217th career win, becoming the sport's all-time leader. The goat was presented by Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, representing Auriemma now being the greatest of all time. Local college basketball, Towson moves to 3-2, defeats Nicholls State 70-64. Dylan Williamson tied a career high with 26 points, including five triples. Coppin State beaten by George Mason 93-55. The time now is 6:37. When we return, fool me twice, shame on me.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
So if I'm not anything, I'm a sucker, okay? So I'm probably going to watch this if this happens, let you know.
It's your job.
It's my job.
It's your job.
But on the heels of the Jake Paul defeating Mike Tyson, if you can call it a fight the other night on Netflix, the WWE is now reporting that they're kicking the tires on the idea of Tyson and Paul's brother working together in the pro wrestling arena. According to Steve Carrier of Ringside News, which is a very authoritative news website in terms of wrestling. A source confirmed there is interest in WWE's part to potentially making a match happen between Tyson and Logan Paul at WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas this coming April. This is only 4 or 5 months away, so people are going to kind of, you know, get back in the mood of a Tyson situation.
Look, when you have the kind of take, it was the most watched boxing event in history.
$108 million, apparently.
And $60 million in the undercard there, then, you know, where people will start making money. There's a lot of copycat syndrome here, but I understand the undercard on this one is going to feature a rather unusual wrestling match, Chuck Whitaker versus Mrs. Paul.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a really good
now
one.
Now that I would pay to see.
Because you really are a sucker.
Money's for Mrs. Paul on that one.
Yeah. I tell you what they should do, though. The women that fought beforehand, they should include them. Serrano and Taylor.
That was the best boxing match of the night.
Oh, by the way, just real briefly, I want to say congratulations to Josh Ehrlich, who's with the Susquehanna Riverhawks, Division III team. He's a sophomore, and he has a record number of offensive yards this year as a sophomore quarterback.
Is that for throwing, passing yards, rushing
both
yards?
Combined.
Oh, total yards.
Oh, he's a dual threat.
Yeah, 2,899 as a sophomore.
Congratulations. Yeah, to Kendall and former Governor Ehrlich.
I remember a conversation I had with Bob once. Why did you go this way instead of going to the pro? And obviously his kid has the same gene pool. And he said he talked to Artie Donovan about it. And Artie said, no, kid, don't do this. Do the other thing.
Well, Bob was a center at Gilman, if I'm not mistaken.
He was a linebacker.
He went to Princeton.
Funny, this is a very, very trivial story, but we both played against each other in a North-South game at University of Maryland back in the day, 1975.
Wow.
He was played for Gilman, I played for DeMatha.
And look at you now.
Look at us now. Yeah. So he was governor, and I'm stuck behind a microphone. Okay. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. By the way, Mike in Nottingham, good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Sean and Bruce. I was wondering if you can check into something for me.
Checked already.
Thank you. It has to do with the Senate race between Dave McCormick and Bob Casey. I think I read on X that the illegal ballots were segregated.
You're right.
And I'm wondering, will in a recount they discard recounting the segregated ballots and give us a accurate reading of the race?
Yeah, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has said they will not be counted as part of the recount. There are roughly 3,000, 4,000 votes somewhere in there in Bucks County.
So McCormick,
they will not be counted.
I'm sorry. So McCormick's lead will increase probably.
Maybe. Yeah, it was down to 16,000 the last I checked, but I don't think there's any path for victory for Casey. I tell you this, though, I don't trust the officials at Bucks County. When you knowingly say that we're going to violate the law, we don't care what the law is, I don't trust them. They can tell us that it's segregated. I would have had somebody go in there and verify that forensically.
Yep.
And again, they've already proven they cannot be trusted. Scott Pressler was up there yesterday. Maybe we'll have some of the audio of that on tomorrow's show, but he was up there yesterday, and he basically said, we're coming after your seats. If you don't resign, we're coming after your seats. This was what Denise Ellis Marsiglia, the woman that made all the news. And she said, oh, okay, have at it. So it's on. Yeah. They're going to – and what they flipped Bucks County. Bucks County was blue. And I think if they flipped it to red as far as voter registration.
Oh, really?
But with all these mail-in ballots and stuff, I think at the end of the day, I don't know if they held it for Trump or whether it went for Kamala Harris. I'm going to go back and look at that again. But it's just, again, if you're still counting votes, you're cheating at this point.
A note that Steve Moore points out, and others have pointed out as well, Joe Biden and the Biden-Harris team are actively laying landmines for Donald Trump. Take a look at his behavior about Ukraine. Fine, you go ahead and use U.S. missiles and go ahead and attack Russia. Fine, you go ahead and use landmines, personnel, anti-personnel landmines. And yeah, you can plant them wherever you want to plant them. That's internationally. Domestically, they are spending as if there is no tomorrow, because for them, after January 19th, there is no tomorrow. Stephen Moore weighs in.
And this is a scramble by Joe Biden to do what he did from day one when he came into office, right? Which is just spend as much as they possibly could, like kids in a candy store. Yeah. And it's kind of ironic that it started on day one and it's probably going to end the day before he leaves the White House.
Yeah. More points out, by the way. The American people, the exit polls show that government overspending was the third most important issue. He said, look, the Democrats, they don't give a damn.
Yeah, I got some staggering figures to share with you in just a second regarding that.
Oh, you've seen me stagger, so that's what I have.
Chuck's the best stagger of all. They used to call him Stagger Lee.
Yeah. 6:43 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Stagger Lee.
Like, I didn't see that coming 25 minutes ago. I said, I think he's going to say Stagger Lee later. I don't know why.
Yeah. We had to write it down, make sure it was exactly right.
Yeah, because he can't remember it anymore. His advanced age and things
like
that.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, I don't know if you want to go there. Speaking of advanced age.
I'm already here. I'm waiting for you to catch up.
There's only one way that happens, and I don't want to do that.
Maybe I don't either. I'm not sure. I'll answer that later. Westbound Bay Bridge, looking at you live here. It's fine coming out through the interchange at Route 8 onto the main span and then over towards Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, and the Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open. Good travel there right now. The backup at I-97 at Route 32 won't occur until later on. There's a report. I haven't seen it yet. Minor wreck, I-95 southbound near 198 in Prince George's County. No big impact there right now, but the Capitol Beltway is already slow towards New Hampshire Avenue and around to the Mormon Temple. Baltimore County just pulling up to a new wreck at Paring Parkway at Taylor Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we had some rain overnight and a slight chance of passing shower this morning, but should dry up. May 52 today, but cold tonight, 35. And then tomorrow we could see a mix of light rain or snow for rush hour, and then all rain as the temperature moves up to 43. Right now we're clear 41 in Annapolis and 40 in Pasadena. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for listeners, in the name of Butterball Johnson.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
If you need a stiff drink while gathering with family and friends this holiday season, Fireball has you covered. It's the new slap the bag style stocking.
Slap the bag.
And it has to do with this new survey out that people, like 55%, want to slap a relative during the holidays. For some strange reason.
Why wait till then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really? The slap the bag.
Get a jump on Black Friday. Do it now.
The slap the bag style stocking got it has a spout at the toe and is filled with 35 shots of Fireball cinnamon whiskey.
Wow.
So you have to slap it before you drink?
You slap it and then you pour a shot.
All right then.
Okay.
I might start tomorrow. I have Black and Blue Friday.
That's true. Thank you, Stagger Lee.
Stagger Lee. Okay, going with that, Bruce? Okay, that's fine. I'll write this down.
So long.
Stagger Lee three times before 7 o'clock. Okay.
So long, peanuts and pretzels. Delta Airlines will start serving Shake Shack cheeseburgers next month.
No kidding.
Yeah, but only to first-class customers.
Really? You got a Shake Shack cheeseburger in first class?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Hey, so let's say, what's regular coach fare? Okay, $300. Now you got to spend double that. So it's a $300 cheeseburger from Shake Shack.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that's hilarious. I remember, actually, once upon a time in first class, the best thing to do, whether or not you happen to be Jewish, is say, I'd like the kosher meal, please. Because it was always prepared fresh, and it was always really good.
Right.
So
okay.
Now it's like, I'd like the kosher hamburger, please.
Right. A little traveling tip there. If you like whiskey, Scotch whiskey.
Yes, I do.
Aged whiskey, really good whiskey, like Macallan. Yeah. Some of them are like 20, 30, 40 years old.
Yeah.
And then, in fact, there's one 1940 vintage of Macallan is now on display at the lobby bar in the Aria Hotel and Casino in Vegas.
How much?
They're not giving prices, so you know that when they don't give prices, nobody can afford this.
That's stupid money.
Yeah, but then there are anywhere from sherry oak from 12 to 30 years old, double cask from 12 to 30, rare cask, and, of course, there are a Harmony collection as well. Some of them are, again, as I say, up to 75 years old.
Mm.
And just one glass of that can cost upwards of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that old stuff. Particularly, you go out. I mean, you kind of figure that in Vegas, what you drink in Vegas stays in Vegas. I think it's the thing.
But if you don't have, Chuck Whitaker money,
really,
like most of us, if you're on a budget like the rest of us here on the Morning Drive, McDonald's is giving fans the ultimate McRib experience.
You can get legendary McRib sauce. You get a half-gallon jug, okay, $19.99, available exclusively online at wholelotofmcribsauce.com.
Buy two.
Oh, boy, that sounds good. I got a little jug at home. She's waiting for me.
Nice jugs.
Okay, you're going to have to answer
Chuck,
for that later.
Chuck, you have won all my money and my brand new Stetson hat, man.
All right. Thank you, Stagger Lee.
That's right.
Oh, there we go.
We'll see you in a couple.
Four times in one break, folks.
How well you knew it was coming.
Time. Go, Stagger Lee.
6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Talking about landmines, Stephen Moore, again, the economic expert. It's just not the economic landmines. No. We've got the foreign policy landmines of the Biden allowing Ukraine to launch American-made mid-range missiles and use landmines in Russia.
Wants to make sure we're locked into a war.
Right, so that it distracts and detracts from the Trump agenda going forward. That first 100, if you're basically caught up with having to deal with wars in Ukraine and Russia, and now of course they're denying the Israeli Air Force bombs that the jets need so that they can
sustain that war too.
Yeah, exactly. He wants to drag that one out. I mean, this guy is pure evil.
It's globalism, globalism, globalism. It is, as they say, not sustainable. The idea somehow that you could do this to whoever follows you in office, they're doing their very best to make it impossible for Donald Trump to have a successful presidency. And you know what? It ain't going to work. Donald Trump had a statement yesterday. We'll get to some of it later on during the show. He said basically it is imperative that these people stop shooting at each other. And apparently, from what I understand, Sean, you have both parties over there saying they'll sit down and talk only if Trump is the moderator in
Putin
those conversations.
And Zelensky both have said we're now willing to talk ceasefire, but only if Trump is the lead moderator or negotiator between the two countries.
So nice try, Joe, but it ain't going to work.
Best of the Morning Drive, available each every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page. We understand the brand new videos will be coming up soon as we're reintegrating all of those videos into the brand new redesigned website. So check them out. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
There are many myths and misconceptions about the topic of estate planning. One of the most common being the belief that the planning process must be an uncomfortable, depressing discussion with your family. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stover Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Still to come here on the program, we have a number. How many Trump households were skipped over due to the FEMA policy or alleged policy that de-escalation? Mm-hmm. If you had a Trump sign, you had a Trump flag, they were not allowing you to apply for disaster relief based on they didn't want things to get ugly. Hostile, whatever. This is coming from the FEMA director, so that's coming up as well. By the way, there's a one race. As I say, they keep counting. Newly tabulated Merced County ballots out in California. The Republican had led up 1,500 votes. That lead has now been shrunk to just 227 votes. This is going down to the wire.
the Democrat Adam Gray could win. It would cost the GOP another House seat. There are still 3,000 ballots left to tabulate. Imagine, 16 days later. I don't know who they're hiring to do the counting or how they're doing the counting, but if they break the last batch like we just saw, then Gray would take the lead and several thousand votes left to count across other counties as well would tip the balance. So not looking good for the Republicans to hang on to that seat, because the longer they count, Democrats usually find a way to win that seat or take control of that seat. Let's put it that way.
6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Stagger Lee. Traffic and weather.
895, ignoring that. 895 is now slow right around Pulaski Highway from there into the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 is slowing around the O'Donnell Street ramp now, so the morning buildups have begun. All the lanes are open coming through the tunnels, and then 95, Russell Street, 395, the ramps are clear. That exit ramp that takes you on to Russell Street and eventually down to the parkway. A long line of traffic there, but it's moving, but it's slow. It will get better once you get down onto the parkway. It looks like the vehicle fire has cleared. Lanes are back open now in Harford County on 95 South after the Tidings Bridge. Baltimore County working on the wreck at Paring Parkway at Taylor Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be a cloudy day today. Slight chance of passing a shower early this morning. And then maybe we'll peak some of the sunshine coming out a little later on. 52 overnight down to 35. And then tomorrow we have a mixture of light rain and snow. We get that system that's coming start out in the West Coast and made its way through the Midwest. It is going to bring colder temperatures. But it'll eventually will be all rain, but only 43. It's going to feel like wintertime tomorrow. Right now it is 40 in Pasadena and 39 in Parkville. And the other day, yesterday you were reading the story about a Baltimore woman admitting to witness tampering.
Yes. Oh, she, boy, harsh treatment for her, man.
Reigniting this whole decades-old stop snitching issue. Remember Carmelo Anthony and all that stop snitching videos and so on and so forth. So anyway, this woman admitted to witness tampering the case of the squeeger convicted in the killing of Tim Reynolds downtown at Light and Conway.
Mm-hmm.
That admission this week is now rekindling this debate. And it's something that's gripped Baltimore for decades. It's culture of silence, where people are. Remember, what was the name of the Dawson family?
Yes,
that they were
killed, burned out,
burned to a crisp, because they had the audacity to name and shame drug dealers in their neighborhood, and some residents, out of fear of retaliation, would just keep quiet, unwilling to talk and help police in shooting and homicide investigations. And, of course, we found out this woman, her name is Twisha Tyler, 25 years of age, admitted to witness tampering after the deadly shooting of Tim Reynolds. Tavon Scott, the squeeger, who was 14 years old at the time, was sentenced to 15 years on manslaughter charges in connection with Reynolds' murder. Twisha was dating Tavon Scott Sr., the suspect's father. She posed as a member of the Metro Crime Stoppers and reached out to some of the witnesses in this case in an attempt to intimidate or silence them. Now, the good news is she was prosecuted. Here is City State's Attorney Ivan Bates.
We're not going to tolerate it because we cannot hold individuals accountable. And I think us pursuing this matter simply shows we're not going to tolerate it.
The bad news is she cut a plea deal. She pleaded guilty in Baltimore Circuit Court this week to two counts of witness retaliation and was sentenced 20 years in prison. But wait, there's more.
Based on a number of mitigating issues that the defense had, that we recognized there were some, let's say, some personal issues that the defendant had.
Man, I've got personal issues.
Yeah, we all got personal issues,
you know.
Now, they're claiming that she was mentally ill. She apparently wasn't mentally ill while she was dating Tavon's father. Apparently, everything was fine then. But it's only after she got caught with witness tampering, then all of a sudden, the onset of mental illness, you know, starts to manifest itself. With all due respect, City State's Attorney, I think he got taken on this one. Okay? Yeah.
And this is what they do. They bring in all these so-called expert witnesses, and she's got psychological problems, she's got this. I don't care what she's got. That might explain it. It doesn't excuse it. So if you really want to stop the culture of silence and the stop snitching intimidation, then you have to start prosecuting and putting people behind bars. I mean, look at it. 20-year sentence, and all of it suspended.
Yeah. Well, that'll teach her a lesson. Not. It's amazing. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you, folks. Right now, homeowners are still sitting at the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know that you are not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, then please listen up. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the most important financial decisions you're going to ever make. There's a lot of money involved in some of this stuff. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you have talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And here's why. Vinny has the buyers lined up. He has the systems in place. He has the technology to sell your home for your price and in your time frame. He's not just another agent. Vinny is Maryland's real estate expert. I'll call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell my home, and that's Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele.
Coming up next at 7:05, Nancy Mace wins the bathroom brawl. In our MAGA update, more on the Gates report and shocking testimony from the missing children hearing on Capitol Hill the other day. A stunning statistic you'll want to stick around and hear. It's 7 o'clock.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More than 350,000 utility customers still without power across parts of California and Washington State, the Pacific Northwest being pounded by a powerful deadly storm known as a bomb cyclone.
We have a lot of road closures, especially on the arterial streets.
That's Maddie Christel with the National Weather Service in Washington.
With big trees down, we've seen some in the Bellevue area east of Seattle that it almost looked like really big old growth trees came down with this. And those are, you know, some of the more well-established trees here.
Down trees killed at least two people. The Weather Prediction Center issued excessive rainfall risks through Friday. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Trump team fighting hard to win Senate confirmation of President-elect Trump's nominees. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance accompanied Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz to meetings yesterday with Republican senators, some of whom been reluctant to support Gaetz. South Carolina GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace facing sharp criticism for fighting to ban men who identify as women from using women's restrooms on Capitol Hill.
May said she had plans to put the bill on the 119th Congress rules package or bring it to the floor as a standalone rule. She began flagging the issue with fellow Congress members after Representative-elect Sarah McBride of Delaware became the first openly transgender person elected to Congress. When House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries shared that he opposed a resolution, Mace called him and others that disagree bullies who would not force her into submission. Mace said her concerns over who can access single-sex facilities stems from being a survivor of assault. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Ukraine says Russia has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile targeting a city in east-central Ukraine. If true, it's the first time Moscow has deployed a nuclear-capable ICBM in the Ukraine war. Dow futures up 72 points and NASDAQ futures down 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4, Relief.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Lanes are open in both the harbor tunnels. They're really not too bad. 895 now has moved down a little bit towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge, so a little better than it was earlier. And 95 is only slowing from around the curve at the O'Donnell Street ramp. And everybody's going into and then out of both the harbor tunnels southbound. That's always a good thing. Parkville side of the Beltway now should begin to fill in that area towards Hartford Road. And the same story just around Green Spring now with the heavy traffic coming through there. But the pace is still good for that eastbound side moving over to the JFX. But the west side now, as you know, that backup is already there starting at 795 and goes all the way down to the area at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not much rain today, only a slight chance of a shower. It is cooler, though, 52. Tomorrow, a mix of light rain and snow early. That changes to rain for the rest of the day. 43 the high. The weekend, dry. Plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, the temperatures are moderate to cool. Bel Air has 39 degrees, popped up wrong. Baltimore has 45. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning at 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, being brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today, 410-356-7799, or send a message online at cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. Northern parts of the Baltimore metro area could see light snow showers or a wintry mix Friday as a cold front moves through the region. No accumulation expected in areas to the south, and they should only get rain. In western Maryland, winter storm warning is in effect for Garrett County from 10 o'clock this morning until midnight Friday. Heavy snow is expected with 6 to 12 inches of accumulation, along with high wind gusts and possible whiteout conditions. National Weather Service advising people to stay off the roads in western Maryland and parts of Virginia and West Virginia. Baltimore man has been sentenced to raping a transgender woman and filming the assault. 23-year-old Jalen Green pled guilty in Baltimore County to first-degree rape and use of a firearm during the commission of a crime of violence in the February attack. On Wednesday, a judge sentenced Green to life in prison with all but 10 years suspended. A decomposing body found in the southwest Baltimore trash can. Police say the remnants were discovered at around 3:15 Wednesday afternoon, the 1900 block of McHenry Street. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3940, pick 41137, and next, it's Style on Sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
You know, the old saying in sports is that you can't let one game beat you twice. And so it was with John Harbaugh at the mic in Owings Mills yesterday, talking about picking yourself up, dusting yourself off, and moving on, even after a gut wrencher like what happened in Pittsburgh.
Can't get all down on yourself and start saying, oh, you know, we didn't do this right, we didn't do that right, we're going to beat ourselves up. You feel bad about it, but then you pick yourself off the mat and you go to work because we got a big game coming up. If we win this game, we're going to be in great shape. If we don't win this game, it's not going to be the end of the world. You know, that's just a fact.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, John's brother Jim was asked about if there was any additional excitement this week with the two brothers facing off on a Monday night.
Excitement of that, of the big game. And, you know, mainly that's I'm sure my brother looks at it the same way I do. I mean, same way our family does. This is, you know, it's about the two teams.
I don't know about you, but it doesn't sound too excited to me. By the way, Vegas has installed the Ravens as a 3-point favorite for Monday night. And this just now being reported by ESPN. This is big news. The Capitals have placed Alex Ovechkin on injured reserve. Ovechkin is considered week to week with a lower left leg injury, and going on injured reserve rules him out for at least the next three games. The absence puts a pause on his pursuit of Wayne Gretzky's NHL career goals record. Ovi stands at 868. The record is 894. Coming up at 7:35, The Art of the Deal. And that is Stein on Sports.
Join us for the Boomy Temple Shriners Festival of Trees, December 5th through the 8th at their shrine in Rosedale at 5050 King Avenue. 40 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's crafts, plus local school choirs, bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more info at boomyshriner.org. This message is made possible by the Minuteman Press Rosedale.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately. Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. And you can join the debate and discussion here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Here are your top stories coming up this hour.
It looks like Title IX is dead.
They decided to walk out without ever throwing the shot put. Ultimately, this action that they took ended up getting them banned. Yes, you heard that right. The girls got banned from girls' sports.
Shocking and stunning testimony from the missing child hearing on Capitol Hill the other day.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak about the evil of child trafficking caused by the open border policies under President Joe Biden and his administration.
Yeah, and they were truly evil. So, you know, all it takes is for one good man to stay silent, and evil thrives, and they were completely silent on this issue for the last 4 years. More on that coming up. Nancy Mace is fighting the fight on Capitol Hill, and something tells me this is a fight that's going to eventually extend into other legislative bodies and throughout the entire country. She says the elections have consequences, and one thing we saw this past November, this November actually, is, hey, guess what? We don't want to have dudes walking into the ladies' room. It is a safe space. We want it there. You know how this all started.
Here she goes. Here's Congresswoman Mace. Congresswoman Mace, can I ask you a question as you walk here? Mm-hmm. So the question is, with your piece of legislation about banning women from using...
100%, yes.
My question to you is...
It doesn't go far enough. I'll be filing more bills.
You have said that it was created in response to Congresswoman-elect McBride.
100%. And
but should legislation be created targeted at one specific person?
It doesn't mention anyone in the legislation, but I...
You've said it was aimed at her.
No, I have said it's a result of this. I'm not going to allow biological men into women's private spaces. I will stand in the brink and stand in the way of anyone on the radical left who thinks that it's okay for a penis to be in a women's locker room or a bathroom or a changing room. Hell no.
That sounds so sensible, Sean. It amazes me sometimes. If I go back my brain like 10, 15 years, it would have been unthinkable that somebody had to launch this defense of what I view as pretty much common sense. I mean, I don't understand how weird this country has gotten so quickly.
Well, that's how, again, you look at it, it's really since the counterculture of the mid to late 60s is when this all began down with this. The Marxists started, getting control of as politics is downstream from culture. So we see what's happening right now. And the fact is that this is what I think drove much of the election win for Donald Trump was this transgender mutilation, transgender treatment, and then, of course, the biological males playing in women's sports and things of that nature. And women, they don't feel safe. They don't feel their children are safe.
No, and justifiably, frankly, because it's not just one individual. It is the precedent that it sets, and it extends then from the members' washrooms all the way down to visitors on the Capitol Hill. So you would eventually have no opportunity for your daughter to go to the bathroom while visiting the U.S. Capitol in safety. I mean, this is the kind of thing that just drives me crazy. Where the hell did common sense go? More from Nancy Mace coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First, though, it's 7:13. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Now, Chuck Whitaker, I just want to say right up front, I'm so embarrassed to have mischaracterized Chuck as Stagger Lee. I think it's a shame that I did that, and I want to apologize for it.
Not accepted.
So, all right, then fine. Here's Brenda Lee, traffic and weather on the threes, coming on strong.
I knew where you were going. I know a rat. Don't snicker, Mr. Casey. It's all right. Don't give me any credit. Jeez, good God almighty. Let me write something down before I forget to go to my advanced age.
Get even later. That's what he just wrote down.
I got it now. Okay, thank you. Southbound I-97. I just saw this. Southbound I-97 after Benfield. Looks like a couple of vehicles ran together here in the median. So we're backed up after Benfield Boulevard. So that's on the way down to the normal backup at I-97 at Route 32. That's what I was looking for. And then I found what appears to be this wreck in the median. No police cars there yet. That may change again once that happens. There's a report of a minor wreck. And we do see an impact. I-95 southbound in Howard County. The slowing is beginning around the bridge at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 W. That's a sinister laugh.
It sure is.
WCBM.
Weather channel forecast is going to be a slight chance of a passing shower. High today 52. Overnight temps will be in the low to mid 30s. And then maybe a mixture of light rain and or snow tomorrow, then all rain on Friday with a high of 43. Right now it is 39 and sunny in Severn, 40 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
Macho, macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho man. Macho, macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Well, just about all the lawfare cases against Trump are going to be, history, including the persecutor Jack Smith's cases, and that includes the Mar-a-Lago classified documents, that includes the interference with the election, the J6 stuff, and down in Georgia, that case has been dismissed over the RICO case. The only one that left is the hush money, which Alvin Bragg refuses to let go. New York prosecutors requesting a stay until at least 2029 in New York versus Trump as the president. President's defense attorneys prepare to move to dismiss the case entirely. Prosecutors wrote a letter to Judge Juan Merchan on Tuesday, who agreed last week to grant a stay on all deadlines associated with the conviction proceedings against Trump in the final months before he takes office. Merchan granted the request, but imagine now if Bragg, and he won't let it go because he's a hero to the radical far left, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're going to keep, due process is going to be denied because you can't appeal. You can't appeal the sentence until you have been sentenced. He was convicted, which was ridiculous. It was, as we know, it was a joke circus of a clown of a trial. But until you are sentenced, you can then... So they purposely are delaying his ability to appeal, which I think is a denial of due process. And this judge is purely political. And now they're going to stay it until 2029? I mean, I don't see... I think
did the
Supreme,
judge say yes to this? Or is it
we'll find out next week. It's been delayed again until November 26th is the latest. It was a 12th, then it was the 19th, now it's the 26th. They'll keep delaying this thing. They'll keep dragging it out. Eventually, I think this is going to go to the Supreme Court. It has to.
Oh, yeah.
This is a denial of due process. Trump said, his attorney said, this is a total definitive victory for President Trump. The American people elected him in a landslide. The Manhattan DA has conceded that this witch hunt cannot continue. The lawless case is now stayed, and President Trump's legal team is moving to get it dismissed once and for all. Trump has sounded the alarm as Chuck U. Schumer has struck again, trying to stack the courts with radical Biden judges on his way out the door. The U.S. Senate yesterday confirmed two more of Joe Biden's radical judicial nominees to federal district courts, thanks in part to Senator Mike Braun of Indiana and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, both absent yesterday, and the judges were confirmed 50-48. You might say, well, even if they're there, Sean, it'd have been a tie. And guess who breaks the tie?
Kamala Harris.
But where's Kamala Harris?
Hawaii.
Yeah. So they weren't flying her back to Hawaii. So Braun and Cruz, hate to say it because I do like Ted Cruz, you have shirked your duties and responsibilities. Shame. Shame on you. President Trump has nominated Matt Whitaker from the great state of Iowa, former acting director, DOJ, attorney general, to be the ambassador to NATO. Also, Pete Hoekstra, Republican from Michigan, is going to be the ambassador to Canada. Linda McMahon, as we know, is going to be nominated for the education secretary. She's a school choice advocate.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is the beginning of the end for the education department. We shall see. Good news, Ellen DeGeneres announced she's moving to England after Trump won his landslide election. Quote, I'm never coming back.
Okay.
End of quote. Let's frame this, folks. Let's frame this one. She's never coming back. Addition by subtraction is what I say.
Nobody's preventing these people from leaving. That's fine. Knock yourself out.
Matt Gaetz, the Gaetz report yesterday, they deadlocked in the House committee, so it was not released officially, but yep, somebody leaked the DOJ report to the New York Times. Gee, I wonder who that was, CIA.
Yeah.
Okay, so the smear continues by the swamp. Gaetz was in the Senate yesterday visiting with senators and had this to say about all the quote-unquote distractions.
I'll be honest with you. I've been focused on what we got to do to reform the Department of Justice. I've been meeting with senators. I haven't been paying much attention to that.
Yeah, and he's busy. He just wants to, and he said he's looking forward to getting a hearing because he thinks he's going to get one.
I'm looking forward to a hearing. Folks have been very supportive. They've been saying we're going to get a fair process. So it's a great day of momentum for the Trump-Vance administration.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz is the guy. He is going to be there by hook or by crook. So it's either going to be with confirmation or by recess appointment or by the Federal Vacancies Reform Act, which would give him 210 days mm-hmm. In the job to get the job done. And it's a heavy lift. There's no doubt about that. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna was grilling Deanna Criswell, the director of FEMA. How many Trump homes in that area that we're talking about from Marnie Washington, the whistleblower, were skipped over for disaster relief?
My last question for you is in regards to Community Trans. Marnie Washington had alleged that was what was put into a system that would mitigate these interactions if they felt that it was dangerous. In these communities, a lot of them were conservative and Trump supporters, that they felt that FEMA had created an environment that had stated that those people had made them feel uncomfortable, and that was the reasoning for them passing over these homes. What can you tell me about Community Trans in regards to this allegation that you made?
Our disaster survivor assistance teams, part of what they do is go out into the community to understand what the impacts are and to understand what the survivor needs are. This is often called community trends, but things that we are looking at are impacts to access, roads that are out, water infrastructure, needs of the community, like many places around South Carolina required oxygen bottles.
If I can just interrupt you real quick, how many people have been impacted by avoidance and de-escalation? Do you have a number for that just nationally, or is there a database for that?
I can tell you that for this particular incident at the direction of our employee, 20 homes were skipped.
20 homes did not get disaster relief. 20 homes were denied federal relief dollars because of the quote-unquote de-escalation tactics. And that's just tip of the iceberg, folks. 60 days to go.
And soon we will be a great nation again.
All right, it's 7:21. More coming up from Nancy Mace and the bathroom brawl in just a moment.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. And right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, antibiotics, and so much more. And one more thing. This Rescue Black Friday sale is going to run the entire month of November, so shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or call a Rescue Product Consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during this entire month, during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings right now on essential supplements at res-q.com. Do it today.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning at 7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes once again. Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop delay right in the usual spot, moving down from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. The inner loop right here at Green Spring, not bad at all. And the Parkville side is definitely busy. The inner loop, I think you're going to be looking at the bright sunshine here pretty much as you're coming around from Paring Parkway over towards 95. The outer loop is slow, beginning right at the ramp at Bel Air Road. So far, have not seen any problems on the JFX with the traffic moving south and coming down through the camera here at Old Pimlico Road. It's definitely busy, but all of the lanes are moving. Now, both the tunnels, again, are backed up 895 back towards the city. Not, I shouldn't say the city-county line. Back around Pulaski Highway through there. 95 is still slow from just before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Manageable at this point with the lanes open. The wreck on 95 south at Route 100 is now on the shoulder. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast. Today, slight chance of a passing shower and a high of 52. Overnight, we'll be back down around mid-30s or so. And then maybe some light rain and snow tomorrow. Then all rain in the afternoon, 43, the expected high for tomorrow. Right now, 37 and sunny in Reisterstown, and it is 38 in Forest Hill.
You said something interesting a minute or two ago. You said that politics is downstream from culture. All right, let's assume that that's the case, in which case Nancy Mace and the GOP are going to win on this issue. Because what the culture said earlier this month during the election is, enough of this crap. Enough of having boys walk into girls' locker rooms, of having men walk into women's restrooms in the Capitol, yep, or anywhere else.
That quote came from Andrew Breitbart, so I want to give him credit for that as a former radical liberal who saw the light and became a conservative warrior. So he knew that was a truth, that politics is downstream from culture. So the culture will dictate what the politics of the day will be.
Yeah, I know the politics of that particular issue.
Of that issue, right now, of that era. Whatever.
Stop it.
And so this election, I think, wasn't just about inflation and the economy and the border being out of control and foreign policy, forever wars, etc. But it was also about what is happening to our culture. And Americans are getting tired of watching our culture being eroded and diluted into this Marxist, claptrap of stuff. And that's what they knew. They knew all along they could never defeat the United States militarily. They had to do it through our schools, through our culture, and getting into manipulating, yeah, and brainwashing young children, and hopefully they would eventually turn on their parents.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that you have Nancy Mace, who is a rape survivor. And a survivor of sexual abuse, is an individual standing up. Where are all the other women? I mean, where are the Democrat women? Do they not understand that...
They're caught. They're caught between virtue signaling to the trans movement and or protecting their own families and children. They're trying to have it both ways. And look, for any person that is going through that trans identity, whatever, I have empathy for you. And I think there should be mental counseling involved, obviously. And so it's not about denying dignity and respect. It's about protecting women's privacy and safe spaces. That's what we have
to do. But
that's
also about telling the truth.
It's a biological and scientific truth as well.
Katie Hopkins, I think that's her last name, Britt.
Yes.
She said, basically, look, you can identify as whatever you want to. You want to say that you're a grapefruit? Fine. You go ahead and identify as a grapefruit. But I see you. I see a man. So I'm going to refer to you as he, him. That's it.
Well, let's say that I go down to Washington tomorrow. And I knock on Chuck Schumer's door and say, I am Sean Casey, and I identify as a U.S. senator. What are they going to do? Should they let me in? Let me vote? No, I believe I was elected. I believe I was a U.S. senator. No, they would look at me as if I'm crazy, and they probably would escort me off the property and recommend psychiatric counseling. But for some strange reason, we don't do that when people wake up and say, I am another gender, or I feel like another gender.
Or I'm a cat. They go around, they're now saying it's okay for young kids to spend the entire day in elementary school meowing. Because they now say they've identified as a kitty cat. Well, Nancy Mace has a way of cutting through it. She says, look, this just ain't okay.
This is not okay. I'm a survivor of rape. I'm a survivor of sexual abuse. And I'm not going to allow any man in any female private spaces.
Now, Speaker.
End of story. And by the way, I'm getting death threats from men pretending to be women. Why is it that these crazy people, the insanity, the radical left, are willing to kill women over a man's right to be in a women's restroom?
Yeah, that is a little crazy. And one thing she says, by the way, that I think is absolutely true. The reporter said, well, what about the dignity and the respect that this new member of Congress should have?
Speaker Johnson has said he wants to treat every new member with the words dignity and respect. Forcing this congressperson to go into a male restroom, is that dignity and respect?
Forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect.
Period.
By identifying, if you're a biological male and you come out and say, I am now a woman, that is showing no dignity or respect for women.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to, you heard of cultural appropriation? This is gender appropriation. Just as it's wrong to try to culturally appropriate, it is wrong to try to gender appropriate. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Good morning, folks. A decomposing body was found in southwest Baltimore in a trash can. Police say the remains were discovered at around 3:15 Wednesday afternoon, the 1900 block of McHenry. No word on the person's identity or the cause of death. The body has been taken to the ME's office. Homicide detectives are investigating the case. 58-year-old man is dead following a pedestrian crash in East Baltimore. Officers found the victim in the 3200 block of Belair Road about 10:20 Wednesday night. He was taken to a hospital where he died from his injuries. Vehicle involved in the crash remained at the scene. Police say their investigation is ongoing. Three juveniles have been arrested for their alleged roles in a crime spree. Baltimore police responded to three reports. Three reports of robberies near Johns Hopkins University in North Baltimore Tuesday night. On Wednesday morning, there was a carjacking in Hamden, a robbery involving a stolen SUV on 36th, and a report of teenagers allegedly riding around in that vehicle and robbing people. Northern parts of the Baltimore area could see light snow showers or wintry mix tomorrow as cold front moves through the region. No accumulation expected in areas to the south. Should get only rain. In western Maryland, winter storm warning will be in effect for Garrett from 10 o'clock this morning to midnight Friday. Heavy snow expected, 6 to 12 inches of accumulation, along with high wind gusts and possible whiteout conditions. National Weather Service advising folks to stay off the roads in western Maryland and parts of Virginia and West Virginia. And a Baltimore man has now been sentenced for raping a transgender woman and filming the assault. 23-year-old Jalen Green pled guilty in Baltimore County to first-degree rape and use of a firearm during the commission of a crime of violence for the February attack. It's 7:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
Pick three lottery, 940. Your pick four was 1137. And now, at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Just getting a report of an accident. When they arrived, they said a vehicle was on its roof, Herring Parkway southbound underneath Northern Parkway. So if you're coming down from Herring Parkway to Hillsway, and you're coming towards the city-county line, keep an eye out for that. There's a medic unit headed that way. Might be another vehicle involved there as well. Typical ride on the Beltway. Nothing major. Just looked at the Harbor Tunnels again. Still backed up in the usual areas. 895 around Pulaski Highway, 95 from north of Eastern Avenue, but with all the lanes open, the big junction downtown is clear, and the lanes are moving at 95 Russell Street and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not much rain today, only a slight chance of a shower. It is cooler, though, 52. Tomorrow, a mix of light rain and snow early. That changes to rain for the rest of the day. 43 the high. The weekend, dry. Plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sean, what are you doing?
I am cleaning up my spilled coffee.
That's hilarious.
I think my second sneeze got him.
That's quite a mess you've left there.
It surely
Sean.
Is.
It's a puddle. All right, here we go.
And now, of course, you know where the ink works for these copiers. Everything he has is one big smear.
The show has just gone to hell. You know?
No more.
It's all up here, gentlemen. It's all up here.
Yeah, that's what we're afraid of, actually, Sean. Ravens' defensive performance, I'll get to the sports, against the Steelers was encouraging last week. Baltimore holding Russell Wilson to just 205 passing yards, and the Steelers to 18 points. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh saying the past, though, is not a prologue to the future.
You know, we can play better. You know, there's things that we can do better on defense for sure. We'll look at all those things just like we did last week. Next, just because you played a little better this week doesn't mean you're going to play better next week.
And on that note, there could be more changes coming to the Ravens secondary in the form of newly acquired Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, I thought Trey had a real good game. Has worked really hard to pick up the defense, and still a few things he'll learn. Like we, you know, all of our guys are still learning things. We all are, but. I thought he played well, and I think he's a nice piece for us back there. Great addition. I'm looking forward to his continuing role and his expanding role.
Expanding role. White taking fourth quarter snaps away from Brandon Stevens in the Steelers game. NFL quarterback rankings per CBS Sports are out through week 11. Lamar number one in the league. Burrow number two. Josh Allen three. Goff four. And Justin Herbert, the Chargers quarterback, is five. Then it gets interesting. Six through nine. Hurts, Daniels, Purdy, and Kyler Murray. The question is, where's Patrick Mahomes? He's 10th. Just 15 touchdown passes and 11 interceptions through 10 games, on pace for the lowest number of TD passes in a season in his career as a starter. College basketball last night, UConn's women's coach Gino Auriemma became the NCAA's all-time basketball wins leader, game number 1217 he won last night. Post-game ceremony was interesting. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont presenting the coach with a goat, an actual live goat paraded down the red carpet. But representing that Auriemma is now the greatest of all time. Listen to some of these accomplishments. 11 national titles, 23 Final Fours, including 15 in the last last 16 years, and separate win streaks over his career of 98 and 111 games. Local college basketball last night, Towson over Nicholls State, 70-64, behind 26 from Dylan Williamson. Coppin beaten by George Mason down in Fairfax, 93-55. The latest Baltimore Sun High School football poll is out. Spalding is number one, followed by St. Francis, McDonough, Dunbar, and Calvert Hall, rounding out the top five. Arundel, Mount St. Joe, Loyola, Milford Mill, and Broadneck are 6 through 10. Statewide, St. Francis number one, followed by Spalding, and DeMatha Catholic is number three. And this just now being reported by ESPN, the Capitals have placed Alex Ovechkin on injured reserve. Ovechkin is considered week-to-week with a lower left leg injury, and going on IR rules him out for at least the next three games. The absence puts a pause on his pursuit of Wayne Gretzky's NHL career goals record. The time now, 7:37. When we return, the art of the deal.
Hi, I'm Art McVeary with Reverse Mortgage Answers. Tired of worrying about your finances? If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage can give you your financial freedom without monthly payments. Imagine being able to pay off your mortgage, clear up debts, or simply enjoy retirement the way you've always dreamed. A reverse mortgage can make that happen. Call me today at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070, and discover how your home can work for you.
Well, apparently Ukraine and Gaza aren't the only wars around the world that President-elect Donald Trump will try to end. He also is trying to make peace between the PGA and the LIV Golf Tour that's based in Saudi Arabia, if you can believe this. It started last Friday in Bedminster when Trump golfed with PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan. They had some private talks about what's going on there. And then Saturday night, you remember, Trump was at the UFC event, right, at the Garden. And part of his entourage, the big entourage that came with him, was the governor of the Saudi Public Investment Fund. They're the financial backers of the LIV Golf Tour. So no word yet on the next steps, but Trump is going to try to make a merger between LIV and PGA,
wow,
for the betterment of the game of golf.
You think we'll see an NFL-AFL type merger?
Oh, wow, going way back there,
going
Sean.
Going way back,
yeah. I like that, I like that. You know, he doesn't have too much on his plate, so
no,
why not, you know?
Yeah, but that's his wheelhouse. Golf is his wheelhouse, man. He loves golf.
Loves golf. And his granddaughter, right?
Yeah,
great
Kai.
Golfer. Kai,
yeah,
exactly right.
Good stuff. All right,
yeah.
Gary, thanks so much. Appreciate that. Yeah, there were two really important hearings this week on Capitol. One was the FEMA, which we covered yesterday a little bit, and we just heard from APL with Deanne Criswell, the FEMA director. The other was the missing children's hearing on Capitol Hill. Now, we've heard various figures of how many children, unaccompanied minors, that have been led into this country and that have been released, and that have been released into custody of people. They have no idea who these people are. They could be cartel gangbangers. They could be traffickers. And again, this is coming from the testimony from whistleblower Terry Lee Rodas. We'll hear from her in just a second. But former Border Patrol agent J.J. Carell, who was a guest on the show several months ago, testified before Congress the other day, and he had some shocking revelations during his testimony.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak about the evil of child trafficking caused by the open border policies under President Joe Biden and his administration. I served in the United States Border Patrol for 24 years until I retired as a deputy patrol agent charged in San Diego sector. I worked under five presidential administrations, and only one president secured the border, President Donald Trump. Border Patrol agents went from working and being supported by the greatest border president in American history to the worst, President Joe Biden. My last year in the Border Patrol was Joe Biden's first year in office. On his first day in office, I watched in disbelief as 94 executive orders cascaded down from Washington, D.C., obliterating every immigration policy that had been provided the most secure border in America's history. Border Patrol agents were forced to carry out unconstitutional orders that violated every law in the Immigration Nationality Act. President Biden, through Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, created policy out of thin air, ignored federal immigration law, and facilitated the largest mass invasion into America that the world has ever seen.
The largest.
Yeah.
Without doubt. The largest mass invasion that America and other countries has ever seen.
Ever.
And what was the purpose of this? Carell says it was to transform America. Sound familiar?
After serving in the United States Border Patrol for 24 years, spending a year researching and writing a best-selling book entitled Invaded, the intentional destruction of the American immigration system,
and filming two documentaries, I state with complete certainty that Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas intentionally, strategically, and purposely weaponized illegal immigration and used it as a tool to fundamentally transform America. Inside this invasion, the unspoken evil of child trafficking, and more specifically, child sex trafficking, has flourished. At the end of this current administration, the number of children trafficked will have grown to over 550,000 unaccompanied alien children known as UACs. This horrific number of children will have been arrested, released into America, and then lost. To put this into context, during President Trump's last year in office, Customs and Border Protection arrested 30,557 UACs who were accounted for and not lost. Conversely, in the first year of Biden's presidency, CBP arrested 147,975 UACs, most of which are unaccompanied, for and lost.
Yeah. Yeah. We have no idea where they went. And this is, there's a demand, not just in other countries, but here in the United States, for child trafficking.
In 2023, congressional hearings, Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, and Director of Office of Refugee Resettlement, Robin Marcos, forced to admit that their agency had no contact with over 85,000 UACs. They were lost. What did DHS, HHS, and ORR do to correct this humanitarian disaster? Nothing. In fact, all three agencies created further policies and procedures to increase the efficiency of moving UACs from the border to the interior of the United States to unknown and unvetted sponsors. Unaccompanied alien children were being handed off to total strangers. Then they disappeared into the darkness of labor and sex trafficking. In fact, a year later, in August of 2024, the Inspector General, with oversight over DHS, issued a report stating the number lost UACs was not 85,000, it was over 320,000.
Amazing numbers.
He went on to say that the United States of America, if we have time next hour, we'll play this, is the number one sex trafficking organization and location in the world. Can you believe that? As Americans, number one for sex trafficking in the world. 743.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM 680 is our telephone number. That comes up in around a minute. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The outer loop of the Beltway here is slowing right at the BW Parkway. No reports of anything south of there, but there could be a wreck right after the Parkway and down around Camp Meat Road. It's beginning to slow, and it's backing up now towards 895. We'll see if we can get a look if they'll turn the camera to the south on that area of the Beltway down towards 170. But I suspect there's something maybe in the roadway there. Overturned vehicle, couple of medic units there now, pairing Parkway southbound under the bridge at Northern Parkway. So if you're coming down from the light at Hillsway on pairing, you may have some limited lanes through there. City police also had a wreck at Pulaski Highway at Moravia Road. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze, and more. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says we'll get maybe a slight chance of a passing shower early this morning, but it should clear up and stay clear and dry for the rest of the day as we progress. 52 for the high tonight, 35 for the low. Tomorrow could be a mix of light rain and or snow, eventually turning over to all rain and a high of only 43. Big cold front coming through. Right now, sunny, 39 in Bel Air. It is 40 and sunny in Glen Burnie. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories. One of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. And we've got five Maryland scratch-off lottery tickets, five times the cash. Top prize, $1,000. You can check it out, mdlottery.com, for details. Starting Monday, brand-new prizes here on WCBM for this contest, cool, including WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirts, coffee mugs, etc. So that all starts Monday here on Choose Your Fake News. Craig in Westminster is our contestant this morning. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Craig. Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I think I'll go last.
All right, good luck to you. Here are your three stories.
Thank you.
It has been reported that the Air Force Academy has got a rather unusual document that parents are asked to fill out when the cadets are filing for their Service Academy application. Two parents recently told a senator from Utah that the parents are now referred to as non-birthing parents. Both father and mother have the designation of non-birthing parent on the application. Story two, a transgender woman is suing Miss Universe pageant after a biological woman from Denmark was crowned Miss Universe last weekend in Mexico City. Roxanne Rivera, a trans woman from Peru, claims she heard judges comment there was no way they were going to allow her or him to win. In story two, the U.S. Navy commissioned its newest fast attack Virginia-class submarine, the USS New Jersey, in a ceremony held Saturday at the Naval Weapons Station Earl in Middletown, New Jersey. Why is this a historic moment? It is the first co-ed submarine in U.S. Navy history.
That was story three, right? You said story two.
I'm sorry, story three.
Okay. Just to be clear.
Story one, we'll repeat.
I'm confused.
Non-birthing parents. There's medicine for that. Story two, Miss Universe being sued by a trans woman contestant. And story three, the co-ed submarine commissioned over this week past weekend. I will start with Kristen, since she was
accurate. I knew I'd get picked on.
And very, we just want to make sure that you get the first crack at it.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I know when I had to get a new birth certificate, they changed. There's no mom and dad, and they call birthing parent and person in the room or something. So I could see that being true. I'm like, the doctor? What does it mean? And I did make a stink about it, too, at the healthcare center. And I could see, sure, the trans candidate trying to sue. So I'll say three. I wouldn't think there'd be a co-ed sub yet.
Okay.
Hopefully not at all. No.
1-4-3, and that is from Kristen. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck goes for one. Bruce?
Actually, I think one and three are both true. In Peru, the trans do run on time, but they don't typically file suit. Story two is fake news.
Bruce goes for story two, and Craig in Westminster.
Please shoot me.
Hey, Stagger.
Story two.
Stifle. What was that, Craig?
Story two, I think.
Story two. Craig goes for story number two.
Idiot.
Story one.
Go home and tell your mother she
coming
watching.
On strong.
Chuck, story one is a true story.
Oh, where the hell with it?
That's right. Story two is our fake news story of the day. So Bruce and Craig are the winners this morning. So congratulations, Craig. We'll put
they
you
know
in home.
They're trans when they see him.
There's a line there, but we'll let it go.
Because we see that little punk-ass Bruce, he knows.
Frankly, we want to stay on the air, at least for a couple more days. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Coming up on 7:50, 10 before the hour. Let's get a quick call here from Alice in Catonsville.
Morning, Alice.
Oh, good morning. I'm so glad I was able to call in this morning. And thank you for taking my call. There's so many books that need to be written. You were just talking about the border and what's been happening with the sex trafficking with these poor innocent children. So books should be written about that, and America should be put to shame for the things that are going on. And another book, this is why I called in, I would really like to see written is Never Convicted. And I want all of the cases that have been brought before the courts regarding President Trump and how all of these cases were basically nonsense, and I want them to thoroughly be brought out and shown how and why they are basically being melted away, and America needs to know that our president was all lawfare. This was all a bunch of malarkey, to use Joe Biden's words.
Well, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to it.
All right. We'll let you write the first chapter, and then you check in with us, and we'll go from there.
Or can you ask some people?
No, Alice.
Alice, it was your idea.
Your idea. You
we do
it.
Not want to steal and your genius.
Wow.
Okay?
No, no way.
Okay, I'll have to
set aside some time. Alice, thanks so much for the call.
Have a wonderful.
Have a great day. Appreciate that. 7:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive, and thank you so very much, all of you, for having us in this and every day. I don't think I have a spot here.
You don't. Boss. I like cueing you for no reason.
I'm looking for. He's just pointing me. I got 7:51.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
A former pastor of mine, a very wise man, used to say right action follows right thinking. This truism has come to my mind many times during the recently concluded national election, during which abortion was a major campaign issue. And there was a major effort to legalize abortion by means of a constitutional amendment in my state of Maryland. But any effort to, quote, legalize abortion through statute or court decision or even by amendment to a state constitution is an example of action that is not right because the thinking on which it rests is not right. You see, the foundational philosophy of American law and government is that God has given inalienable rights to all individual human beings, the first and preeminent of which is the right to life. Furthermore, it is the express purpose of American civil government to defend this right to life. The logic dictates that our civil government cannot both defend the right to life and at the same time allow and provide for its destruction. So let's think and then act rightly about abortion. Preborn children are both alive and they are innocent. It is therefore the duty of government to protect, not destroy them. See, the intentional destruction of an innocent human life is not now, nor has it ever been, nor will it ever be, lawful in these United States. Rightly understood, the term reproductive rights means the right to reproduce, that is, to have children, not to murder them. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Every day a new cabinet nominee from Trump causes liberal heads to explode. It's like an advent calendar from hell for them. We'll see who's next tomorrow.
Bam, 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 and Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong.
Plus, Google's well on the way to an antitrust bust up.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the 3s all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report of a wreck on the JFX southbound. The indications are between Northern Parkway and Cold Spring Lane. So right now, looking at the camera here at the city line, and they're beginning to slow. So if I was coming south of Ruxton Road, I would be on the lookout for the brake lights and even the bright sunshine as you're coming south, already backed up to Ruxton Road. So again, another problem, yet another day here on the JFX southbound. Overturned vehicle, Herring Parkway, southbound at Northern Parkway. Very limited lanes there. A couple of things now along Route 32 in Howard County, a wreck near the intersection of 108, and then again Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway in Columbia. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right after some overnight rain and a passing shower early this morning, it is going to dry out and be sunny. And 52 for the high today, overnight low 35. And then tomorrow morning gets interesting, mixture of light rain, maybe even some snow. And then all rain at 43, no significant accumulation expected whatsoever. Right now, mostly sunny, 41 in Middle River, 39 in Ellicott City. And you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliott.
All right, we have seen this happen with Nancy Mace. We talked about this earlier this hour, where there are objections at the federal level to guys going into girls' ladies' rooms and invading the space. It's happening culturally elsewhere as well. Riley Gaines, remember her? She's the swimmer and a qualified dentist, by the way. I think she graduated, and she's actually a dentist.
She was at the University of Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly.
And she tied the guy
yeah.
And was forced to give a medal to him.
Yeah, which is just
competing as a woman.
Yeah, precisely. Well, it's happening now at every school level. It happened in this middle school. And here's the story as Riley Gaines tells it.
In this video, we saw five brave young girls based out of West Virginia who took the decisive action in saying, no, we're not going to be competing against a boy. This was a middle school track and field championships. The event was shot put, but ultimately they decided to walk out without ever throwing the shot put. Ultimately, this action that they took ended up getting them banned. Yes, you heard that right. The girls got banned from girls' sports. They were banned from future competition by their school district.
They were banned. These five middle school girls who said, we're not going to compete with a middle school boy who wants to compete in girls' shot put. I mean, to me, that's a reasonable stand. Instead of sort of saying, well, you have the right to not compete, which would have been a non-confrontational thing the school could have done, even though I think that would have been wrong. Instead, they said, all right, then you're banned. You cannot compete in this sport ever again as long as you're in this school system, period.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just.
Have you seen the video? And it went viral, I think, last week, And I don't know whose idea this was. It was brilliant. You had two female bodybuilders, okay? And they were cut. I mean, they were jacked. And they were competed against two regular farmers, two boys. And they did push-ups, and they flipped tires, and they did all sorts. It wasn't even close. And these were very strong women. Yeah. I mean, they were very, very muscular, very strong women against two just average farmer boys. And in all these strength competitions and endurance competitions,
or they would have been
the women lost because there is a biological difference with the the musculature of women versus men and the strength of women versus men.
The culture strikes back, but in West Virginia, in this case, Sean, guess what? I would imagine the boy got punished too, right, Riley?
The boy wasn't banned. No, that would make way too much sense to ban the boy from girls' sports. Let's ban the girls. A sad, sad day. A sad world that we live in. When 13, 14-year-old girls have to be the adults in the room.
Yeah. They have to be the adults in the room. They get banned from their sport. And the boy doesn't. Now, there's a consequence of this. There are athletic scholarships that go to female athletes in every sport, depending on what school you happen to go to. Guess what? They're not going to have a chance
except for
those scholarships.
Collegiate football.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're not going to have a chance for those scholarships, period. They will not have the opportunity because they can't compete in their sport now. Because somehow it's unjust for them to not want to compete against a boy pretending that he is a girl.
Well, and the way they've screwed things up is, for instance, I can tell you at Virginia Tech, because I'm familiar with it, because my youngest son graduated from there, but they have a Division I football team, and because there's no Division I women's football team, they have Division I lacrosse, but not Division I lacrosse for men at Virginia Tech. So there's this balancing game they're playing for Title IX for equal opportunity. But how is it equal opportunity when they're then allowing men to compete in women's sports?
There's no opportunity there. I mean, and what the Biden and Harris policies have done is to try to neuter Title IX. Title IX was fought for with great vigor. To give women the opportunity to get athletic scholarships, to have the chance to go to college, go to university as an athlete, as a student athlete. I have friends whose daughter was a great athlete in high school. They lobbied like crazy to get her an athletic scholarship. And now, in today's world, no, man, because she'll be competing against some dude who wants the scholarship because it's free money for him,
well,
and he wants to compete as a girl.
People don't realize just how competitive it is to try to compete and get these scholarships. And some are full scholarships, some are half scholarships, some are even quarter scholarships because they're only X amount of scholarships they can give out, especially in lacrosse, which I'm familiar with as well. But the fact of the matter is that men should not be competing as women. Boys should not be competing as girls in any sport at any level.
Period.
Period. That's it. Over.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next at 8:05, we're going to take a look at the Maryland Department of Human Services. Secretary says he had no idea there was an MS-13 gangbanger murderer in schools, and something's got to give. And Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker joins us to talk about MPRP. Stick with us.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The war in Ukraine may have just taken an even more ominous, potentially deadly turn.
Ukraine has said that Russia has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile overnight, targeting Dnipro City in the central east of the country, the first time Moscow has used such a missile in the war. It wasn't clear exactly what type of missile was fired, but Ukraine's Air Force said in a statement on Telegram that it was launched from Russia's Astrakhan region. The development comes as the war has taken on a growing international dimension, with the arrival of North Korean troops to help Russia on the battlefield. I'm Karen Chavez.
The Biden administration is sending another $275 million worth of military aid to Ukraine. Russia is denouncing establishment of a U.S. ballistic missile defense complex in northern Poland, saying it heightens the nuclear threat and may be subject to attack. President-elect Trump personally working to gin up support for one of his more controversial cabinet nominees, Attorney General candidate Matt Gaetz.
Trump is reportedly calling Republican senators to discuss Gaetz and ask for their support. At least three Senate Republicans, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, John Cornyn of Texas, and Susan Collins of Maine, have publicly expressed concern about the nomination and have not said if they would confirm him. With the Senate likely having a three-seat Republican majority, Trump would need them on board. Gates has also been calling Senate Republicans. Five Republican senators told the Washington Examiner that they have received a call from Gates since being nominated last week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, his former defense minister, as well as some Hamas officials. They're accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 147 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 27 and the S&P futures 14 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Eyeball.
Good morning, it's 8:03. Talk Radio 680, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker. No, it's just that Sean walked back into the studio with this huge thing of Lysol wipes. It's like the industrial size. He's ready to clean the entire building with this thing, wipes. Well, before good. The coffee smell.
Maybe that'll give him something to do for the next hour. We don't have to listen to him.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. There we go. Thank you very much. JFX Southbound. From Ruxton Road through Northern Parkway, there's a wreck now between Northern Parkway and Cold Spring. It just started to move right here at Old Pimlico Road just in the last 30 seconds. I mean, it's solid from there, and it's all the way back to Ruxton Road and beyond. So you might want to consider Green Spring Avenue or Falls Road, York Road, Charles Street, getting away from that, because that's a big backup already as you're coming south. A couple of things now in Howard County, Route 32 with the wreck at 108, then again Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. They're still working at the overturned vehicle. Delays on Paring Parkway southbound at Northern Parkway, backed up almost to the light, maybe even there by now at Hillsway Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not much rain today, only a slight chance of a shower. It is cooler, though, 52. Tomorrow, a mix of light rain and snow early. That changes to rain for the rest of the day. 43 the high. The weekend, dry. Plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is a pleasantly cool outside right now. At least it's not raining at this very moment. Aberdeen 42, Baltimore 45 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. These headlines being brought to you by Stouffer Legal, where you can sign up for one of Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshops at planbaltimore.com or call 410-645-PLAN. That's 410-645-7526. Wow, winter might be here. Northern parts of the Baltimore metro area could see some light snow showers or a wintry mix tomorrow as a cold front moves through the region. But you head west out to Garrett County, they could be getting about a foot of snow over the next couple of days. There's a winter storm warning for the area from 10 o'clock this morning until midnight Friday. The County Office of Emergency Management says winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. Visibility may drop below a quarter mile because of the falling and blowing snow. Officials say there could be whiteout conditions that will make travel treacherous and potentially life-threatening. The heaviest snow expected this afternoon and again from late Friday morning until the evening. Baltimore man has been sentenced for raping a transgender woman and filming the assault. 23-year-old Jalen Green pled guilty in Baltimore County to first-degree rape and use of a firearm during the commission of a crime of violence for the February attack. A decomposing body was found in southwest Baltimore in a trash can. Police say the remnants were discovered at around 3:15 Wednesday afternoon in the 1900 block of McHenry Street. No word on the person's identity or the cause of death. Body has been taken to the ME's office. Homicide detectives are investigating the case. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 940. Pick 4, 1137. And next, Stein on Sports.
Does the idea of writing a will bring to mind a thriller movie about a wealthy, dysfunctional family fighting for a deceased relative's fortune? If you answered yes, you're not alone. Although these movies are entertaining, they sometimes lead to misconceptions about wills and estate planning. The biggest myth is that estate planning is only for the ultra-wealthy. The truth is, it's for everyone. Stouffer Legal is here to help you navigate fact from fiction. Our valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com. PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So even though it won't actually affect the outcome of the game, it is interesting that the fact that two brothers' teams face off against each other again, this time on a Monday night, talking about Jim and John Harbaugh, of course. By the way, John older than Jim. Jim was asked yesterday about the nature of the brothers' relationship.
Yeah, nobody could have a better brother. Maybe biased in that way, but yeah, I really love my brother, best friends. Proud of him.
The official count is John 2, Jim nothing. The big one, of course, was Super Bowl 47. But remember, the 49ers came to town the year before on Thanksgiving Day night, and the Ravens beat them 16-6. NFL Hall of Fame semifinalists have been whittled down, and both Terrell Suggs and Marshall Yanda have made the cut. And ESPN reporting that Ravens Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis is being considered for the head coach job at Florida Atlantic University. The school, however, is denying the report. Baseball news, the Braves' Chris Sale and the Tigers' Tarik Skubal won the Cy Young Awards in their respective leagues. Corbin Burnes finished fifth. It was only the third time in MLB history that two left-handers won the award in the same season. And a hockey note, and this is a big one, Alex Ovechkin has been placed on IR by the Capitals. He'll miss a minimum of 3 games, but he's listed not as day-to-day, but week-to-week. His knee and collided with another player's knee in the game against the Colorado Avalanche. Time now is 8:08, and that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM. WCBM.com on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive. Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Join the conversation at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Heydrich. Here are your top stories coming up this hour.
Later on this hour, it's going to be fascinating to find out exactly how far they are willing to go.
He wants to strip them of advice and consent. He wants them to be his Duma.
Yeah.
At 8:35, Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker will join us to talk about what he's legally advising Carroll County residents can do regarding the power line people coming on your property and so on and so forth. So that should be an interesting conversation. But the top story here this hour, as a parent, grandparent, whatever, you have children, grandchildren in school, and wouldn't you like to know if there was a potential or suspected murderer in class with your child or grandchild?
Yeah, kind of like.
You kind of would like to know that. In fact, I don't think that should ever be allowed. And this is where this is a glaring spotlight is being shown on the systematic, epic failures of our criminal and justice system when it comes to the juveniles. When they are arrested and detained and not yet officially charged, but somehow they get put in a foster care system and then get put in school.
Yeah.
Next to your child or your grandchild. And you got to give props to Chris Pabst over at Fox 45, Project Baltimore. Guy does amazing work. He was able to get an interview with the Secretary of the State Department of Human Services. His name is Rafael Lopez. And again, he asked him the question regarding, let's back it up here in a second. July 2022, months before Mr. Lopez took office, Kayla Hamilton was murdered in Aberdeen. Mm-hmm. That day, according to charging documents, police identified Walter Martinez as the primary suspect. Before charging him with the murder, police sent out DNA samples. As they waited for the results, which, by the way, took 5 months. How that took so long, I don't know. Martinez was placed in foster care with Child Protective Services, which is under DHS. Even though Aberdeen police told CPS that Martinez was a gang member and a murder suspect, the then 16-year-old was placed in two foster homes and then enrolled in two high schools, first at Lansdowne in Baltimore County and then Edgewood in Harford County. He is now a convicted murderer serving a 70-year sentence in prison, but he was in school with thousands of students and potential victims, and Pabst asking the DHS secretary when he learned of this individual.
When did you first become aware that Walter Martinez was enrolled in taking classes in two Maryland public schools?
When we got first asked as a department to comment on a case.
Asked by whom?
Probably you.
So the guy in charge of foster homes, CPS, and placing children in either foster homes and in schools, etc., he has to learn of an MS-13 gangbanger and potential murder suspect. He's in one of these classrooms through Fox 45? After police told CPS that the kid was an MS-13 gangbanger, was suspected of murder? Somehow that news doesn't travel up the ladder, up the chain of command? I find that hard to believe. It's either total incompetence or willful ignorance.
Talking about that, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Boy, there's another one. Fastball right down the middle. Gone, see ya. It's all right. How the handy wipes doing? They doing okay?
He's got about half the mess cleaned up, Chuck.
Got a little mess?
Little mess.
Oh, little spill.
Oh, see? No beverages in the studio. I told you that before.
As far away from the equipment.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Yeah. One of the towers just fell down in Owingsville. Southbound, the on the Beltway 795 down through Frederick Road. All of that is the normal delay. Inner Loop, Park Heights Avenue through Greenspring to the JFX, and the Parkville side still slow. JFX, thankfully, much better now. The wreck apparently gone. We don't have any cameras there at Northern Parkway. Gone, but the backup now is dissipating, coming south from Ruxton Road. Moving a lot better now at the city county lines. Not really too bad. We're backed up maybe 10, 15 minutes right now, but we can handle that on both the Harbor Tunnels as you're heading south on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a sunny, clear, and dry day today, 52. Tonight down to 35, and then tomorrow morning gets interesting. We got that storm system from out west moving through the east coast, and it's going to bring colder temperatures and snow in some areas. We might start off with a little snowflakes and then turning over to light rain and then all rain. 43 for the high. It's 39 right now, mostly sunny in Owings Mills, 41 in the city. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen,
8:15 in the morning on this Thursday. Time once again for us to check in to see which lefty has lost it this time around. So let's head to the big topic real quick. Head to the circus. Please enter. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring. The Democrat clown car enters to the far left, makes a series of left turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps. Oh, wow. This is a before and after, folks. This is fun. This is Rachel Maddow just before the election. A little contrast. Compare and contrast for us. This is the day before the election. Listen to the joy, the exuberance, the excitement in her voice.
Say that Donald Trump has the best day in the entire world, completely outperforms expectations, and he wins all of the toss-up states. He wins all five of those states, plus that electoral college vote in Maine that he's after. He wins all of the toss-ups, which would be insane because nobody wins all of the toss-up states. He would still lose.
That's the day before the election. She was exuberant because it was going to be Madam President. She was so excited. And here is the day after the election.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yes, it is, Darlin. Completely real.
Oh, poor baby.
What a contrast. Rachel Maddow, please get back into the clown car and get out of here. This is your life now. Count on it.
Wow.
All right, so we're talking to... I mean, it just is mind-boggling to me that the Aberdeen police arrest this MS-13 gangbanger, and they know he's a potential murder suspect, but they can't charge him yet because they don't have DNA evidence. I would have thought there's something you could hold him on, right?
Yeah.
Just maybe in 48 hours. Maybe they did. I'm not sure. So the Aberdeen police know. So my first question is, well, where are your parents? Maybe he doesn't have any since he's an illegal alien MS-13 gamer. Maybe he killed him. But then secondly, so you're going to drop off this MS-13 gangbanger and murder suspect to Child Protective Services. And allegedly, and I believe him, Aberdeen police informed CPS that this was an MS-13 gangbanger and potential murder suspect. So don't you think that would trigger something, whoever's working at CPS, to say, wait a minute, we got to tell the foster families that we're not just going to put this guy into, and they did. They put him in a foster home. Okay, and then from the foster home, he goes into school. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. He's an MS-13 gangbanger. He's a Jose Ibarra waiting to explode. In fact, he already did it to Kayla Hamilton. And so you think that wouldn't there be some kind of protocol where they would say, okay, well, we can't place him in a foster home right now pending somebody else is going to have to watch him. We're going to have to keep him in the system, and there's got to be some kind of building or service they provide where they keep people that fall between the cracks that don't get adopted or don't get fostered, right? And then as far as education goes, virtual. You don't put them in a classroom, putting other people in jeopardy and in danger. But something is broke. It's horrifically broken at Child Protective Services and the Department of Human Services here in Maryland.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not blaming this guy Lopez because he came on the scene late. But again, it's his job now to clean it up. It's his job to make sure this never, ever happens again. And we'll hear more from him in just a second. And he's calling, saying this is a judgment call. No, it's not. This is common sense. I can sit here on the radio in 3 minutes solve this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you do it as a member of the Maryland Department of Human Services when you've had months to resolve this system?
Of all the stuff, I find it outrageous that they would not tell the foster family. I mean, that to me is...
Not tell the foster family, not tell the principal of the schools, not tell the administrators of the schools, not tell the parents of the where he's in class. They told nobody.
Yeah, you're gonna tell somebody, here's a foster kid for you to watch out, because, he had a traumatic kind of voyage here, without mentioning, by the way, he is a great member of MS-13, and he could murder you in your sleep. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Right, more coming up on this story in just a second. Joining us right now on our hotline is Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing A-okay. Look, if somebody doesn't have perfect credit, can they still qualify for a reverse mortgage?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, reverse mortgages don't require perfect credit. And as a fact, there's no minimum credit score requirements since there are no payments. So, you know, we have a lot of people that try to qualify for regular mortgages that can't, and they come to us, and we can help them out.
You know, in the past, I've heard you talk about using a reverse mortgage to pay off an existing mortgage. So how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do get confused with that. I mean, what happens is with the reverse mortgage, it acts like a refinance. So what we do is we pay off the current mortgage in full and replace it with the reverse mortgage. So now that you have the reverse mortgage in place, they don't have a mortgage that, they have a mortgage that does not require a monthly payment, but gives them the flexibility to pay something if they want. Like I said, I really don't know why more people don't take advantage of that. I mean, I would love the ability not to pay my mortgage in some months.
Yeah, really? Yeah, exactly. You decide when you want to pay. But are they like other regular loans? I mean, they're 15, they're 30, they're fixed, there's variable arms, et cetera. Are they like other loans?
No, not at all. I mean, a reverse mortgage is not a 15 or 30-year loan. It's as long as you live in the house loan. I mean, the loan is repaid when you no longer live in the property.
Okay. Another big difference. Look, when someone gets a reverse mortgage, Mark, what expenses are they still responsible for?
I mean, since you still own the home, you still are responsible for the property taxes and the homeowner's insurance. I mean, I have people tell me all the time, well, I heard a friend or a relative that got foreclosed on because they had a reverse mortgage. I mean, I say it to them, like, first of all, there's no payments on the loan, so they never defaulted on a payment because there is no payment to make. Where people run into the problems is they don't keep up with the homeowner's insurance and property taxes. So since you still own the home, it's still your responsibility to keep up with those items.
And you decide when you want to make any kind of loan payment, beginning, middle, or after, right? You decide. Yep. You have that flexibility.
Yeah, and I mean, you could say, hey, I don't want to pay anything for the life of the loan, or I want to pay a little bit this month or next month or whatever you want to do. And that's the beauty of it, because like I said, a regular mortgage, you're going to be pigeonholed into that payment for life.
And so if people want more information from you, where do they call?
They can call 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070, and you guys have a good Thanksgiving if I don't get a chance to talk to you.
Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answers Man. He's the guy to go to if you're interested in a reverse mortgage. You've got to be 62 or older and own your own home. It's 823 here on the Morning Drive.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
95, the lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Hasn't been too bad this morning. It looks like the southbound side was still busy just after O'Donnell Street, but even now, that's a lot better moving through there. 895 is right around the O'Donnell Street ramp as well. City Fire, City Police just dispatching out to a wreck, Pratt Street at Dr. King over on the west side, apparently right in the intersection. Get a lot of traffic there that comes off of and moves on to 395. That wreck is not too far from Camden Yards. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast that today, sunny, dry, and 52. Going to be chilly as a cold front moves through tonight, 35. And tomorrow, maybe a mix of light rain or snow, but no accumulation expected. All rain and 43 on your Friday. It's sunny and 40 right now in Owings Mills, 41 in Bel Air. We're talking about this incredible story of a MS-13 gangbanger who murdered Kayla Hamilton, who at the time was only suspected of murder, awaiting DNA results, and he was allowed to be fostered. He was allowed to go in classrooms, putting every single individual in jeopardy, because MS-13 is a brutal gang. Rape, control, murder. That's their slogan. Mm-hmm. Okay? Or is it torture? I can't remember. It's one of those. It could be all four. And now we've got this new Tren de Aragua. And by the way, we had Chuck Jenkins on yesterday, the sheriff.
Yes, yes.
They're here. Tren de Aragua is here in the Washington suburb area. I just saw an interview with Fairfax County Sheriff on Channel 7 in D.C. He's saying they're in Northern Virginia, D.C., and in Montgomery, Prince George's County. So they're coming. They'll be here in Baltimore before you know it. TDA, Tren de Aragua. That is Jose Ibarra, the one that brutally murdered Lake and Riley, and should meet Mr. Needle. But anyway, so we don't want these individuals anywhere near our children. And the Secretary of the Department of Human Services, he was interviewed by Chris Pabst, saying that this is a judgment call. They're not a law enforcement agency, so it's a judgment call.
We would play our active role in partnership with schools, school officials, MSDE, the courts, and law enforcement. We would disclose what the court would allow us to disclose or we are ordered to disclose from the court.
If a similar situation were to happen now, it would be handled differently?
That's not what I said. We would follow the law.
I guess I'm just trying to figure out if the law was followed in 2022. And I know you said you can't.
You can make that judgment call.
All right, so then we need to delve deeper into this, because if the law is the problem, then we need to change the law. The problem with that is you got a progressive governor, you have a progressive General Assembly that have bent over backwards, who are soft on criminals, who are soft on juvenile thugs, and now we have an explosion. We have three more juveniles arrested after robberies and carjacking near Hopkins and in Hamden yesterday. We'll hear from Commissioner Worley here in just a second. But, again, so are we going to get any relief from... Look, it's only going to change when you decide to change it as a voter. So, again, there but for the grace of God go I. I mean, we've talked to Tammy Noble. We've talked to Patty Morin. That could be our daughter, our sister, our grandchild that is brutally murdered or raped, or has their head bashed in, because apparently if people cared in the state of Maryland, they would do something about it. And, you know, right now here is the Secretary Lopez, who seems to want to deflect the burden or the blame or the responsibility on the police department.
The role of the Maryland Department of Human Services is not to be a law enforcement agency. It is to care for children and families and to make sure that their well-being is as safe and healthy as possible.
But what about the children inside Lansdowne and Edgewood High School?
Understood.
Do you have a responsibility to those kids?
Absolutely, we do to all children. And at the end of the day, law enforcement has Maryland law on its side to enforce and to disclose reportable offenses today to schools.
If you know that a child, a foster child, is a gang member, or if you know a child is a suspect in a crime, it is not DHS's responsibility when enrolling that child in a school to tell the school.
That's not what I said.
Okay.
We would disclose as much information as we're allowed to by law.
So he keeps saying that. We are going to follow the law by law. Let's look at the law here for just a second. They are supposed to, by law, share a reportable offense. Okay? In CPS or DHS, if they know there is a child who has been accused or convicted, rather, of juvenile crime, then they're supposed to, by law, report that offense. Here's the vulnerability, the Achilles heel. This individual had not been charged. They were waiting results of a DNA test before they could charge him. They knew he was a gangbanger. They knew he's in the country illegally. And they knew he was a murder suspect. But yet they could not charge him because they didn't have all the evidence.
But they should have notified those individuals in whom they were putting their trust. Here, watch this MS-13 gangbanger. I'm sure the kid's fine, but just be aware. They couldn't say that?
Well, apparently they did. Apparently the Aberdeen Police Department did do their due diligence there. But I guess maybe CPS or somebody at DHS said, well, we can't do anything because he hasn't been charged. He's not guilty of anything yet. So maybe we need to look at the law. Maybe protocols need to be reviewed. Because, you know, Secretary Lopez is saying this is all about the safety, and they have a responsibility to the safety of the children. Well, yeah, they have the responsibility of the safety of the protectee, and they have a responsibility to protect other children in schools and in these foster families. And you better err on the side of caution, and that's not happening in the state of Maryland. And isn't it amazing we don't see any leadership from Governor Moore on this? None. He doesn't address any of this stuff. It's almost as if he can't be bothered.
He's voting president.
I know he cares about his children. He's got children of his own. So I know he cares about the lives of children in Maryland. After all, no one left behind. But why isn't he leading on this?
He's trying to do this all with fingerprints. He's following the Barack Obama model of show up and just vote present. And don't commit to anything.
Could be. Up next, Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker and MPRP. It's 8:30. Latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Decomposing body was found at a Southwest Baltimore trash can. Police say the remains were discovered at around 3:15 Wednesday afternoon, 1900 block of McHenry Street. No word on the person's identity or the cause of death. The body has been taken to the ME's office, and the homicide detectives are investigating the case. A 58-year-old man was dead following a pedestrian crash in East Baltimore. Officers found the victim in the 3200 block of Bel Air Road about 10:20 Wednesday night. He was taken to a hospital where he died from his injuries. The vehicle involved in the crash remained at the scene, and police say their investigation is ongoing. Three juveniles have been arrested for their alleged roles in a crime spree. Baltimore police responded to three reports of robberies near Johns Hopkins University in North Baltimore Tuesday night. On Wednesday morning, there was a carjacking in Hampden, a robbery involving a stolen SUV on 36th, and a report of teenagers allegedly riding around in that vehicle and robbing people. Northern parts of Baltimore metro area could see a little bit of light snow tomorrow or a wintry mix as a cold front moves through the region. However, you head west, it's going to get snowy. Western Maryland, a winter storm warning is in effect. In Garrett County, from 10 o'clock this morning until midnight Friday, heavy snow expected, 6 to 12 inches of accumulation, along with high wind gusts, possible whiteout conditions, extraordinarily dangerous driving conditions. And a Baltimore man has now been sentenced to jail for raping a transgender woman and filming the assault. 23-year-old Jalen Green pled guilty in Baltimore County to first-degree rape and the use of a firearm during the commission of a crime of violence for the February attack. On Wednesday, a judge sentenced Green to life in prison with all but 10 years suspended. It's 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front. No managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Pick three, lottery number 940. Your pick four from last night was 1137. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Parkville side of the Beltway still slowing as you're coming over to Hartford Road. Eventually, that will get better as you move around towards Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road. The traffic eastbound through there at Providence Road towards Perrin Parkway, they're fighting the bright sunshine just a bit. Still slow right through Pikesville, and the heavy traffic there coming through from Park Heights Avenue through Green Spring, and then the outer loop has been heavy and still pretty solid yet from before 795, and it goes all the way down through the ramps at Frederick Road. Just looking at the camera, just wanted to make sure that there was nothing else in the way right at Route 40. Yeah, the lanes are moving across Route 40, but again, some bright sunshine right there. Gets better after Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not much rain today, only a slight chance of a shower. It is cooler, though, 52. Tomorrow, a mix of light rain and snow early. That changes to rain for the rest of the day. 43 the high. The weekend, dry. Plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker, very forthcoming yesterday about his struggles this season. Arguably the game's greatest kicker, having an extremely subpar year. In fact, he's third to last in the NFL in field goal percentage. Tucker opened up about his performance yesterday and how he feels about it.
Yeah, I mean, I do take it very personally. Anytime I leave a kick out there, it
it bothers me. For all the fans, supporters, coaches, players, anybody that cares about Ravens football, believe me when I say nobody takes it more personally than I do. Nobody is more affected than me when I miss the kick.
And then later in the conversation, Tucker continued expounding on that feeling.
I take it really personally. At the exact same time, my particular line of work requires, in my opinion, that I compartmentalize my feelings and I leave them to the side and I focus on the action of kicking the ball and not the consequence.
Tucker has missed six kicks on the year, all wide left from 2019 to 21, a period of 3 years. Tucker missed six total. NFL Hall of Fame semifinalists have been whittled down, and both Terrell Suggs and Marshall Yanda have made the cut. Also on the list, interestingly, is Eli Manning, which brings up the question, is two Super Bowl championships enough to get you in? ESPN reporting that Ravens Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis is being considered for the head coaching job at Florida Atlantic University. The school, however, is denying the report. Baseball news, the Braves' Chris Sale and the Tigers' Tarik Skubal won the Cy Youngs in their respective leagues. Corbin Burns finished fifth. The future of the Rays in Tampa is quite uncertain. Delays in taxpayer funding, if it even happens, has pushed the start date of the new stadium to at least 2029. Meanwhile, Tropicana Field won't be ready till at least 26, and no one is sure if they even want that stadium to reopen. Meanwhile, the Rays will play at least this year at Steinbrenner Field. That's the minor league home of the Yankees. College basketball last night, UConn's women's head coach Gina Auriemma became the NCAA's all-time basketball wins leader, winning game number 1,217. Post-game ceremony was the kicker, though. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont presenting the coach with a goat, an actual live goat, representing that Auriemma is now the greatest of all time. And finally, from the NBA, the great Bob Butterbean Love, that's a name you may remember, has passed away on Monday. You may remember him as a smooth shooting forward on the Bulls back in the 1970s, shoots with both hands, crafty around the basket. But the greatest thing about Bob Butterbean Love was that he suffered from a severe stuttering disability and seldom spoke, but later in life took speech therapy, conquered his affliction, and became a prolific public speaker. Bob Butterbean Love was 81 years of age.
Very cool.
And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at wcbm.com.
It's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. One of the hottest issues in the area here over the last several months has been the MPRP, the Maryland Reliability, the Piedmont Project. And it is something that has really inflamed a lot of property owners and farmers. Baltimore County, Carroll County, Frederick County, just had a meeting earlier this week up at Hereford, was the latest. And I did see a piece that the Carroll County State's Attorney, Haven Shoemaker, put out a news release this week to his constituents, warning about what their rights are regarding property access and so on and so forth. And so I thought we'd get Haven on the line here, and he's with us on a Newsmaker Hotline. Haven, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So you put out this news release advising folks in Carroll County what their rights are, allowing PSEG or anybody else to come on their property. So why did you feel the need to do that? Were you getting overwhelmed with questions by your constituents?
Well, we've gotten a number of questions about that, and frankly, I don't blame them. And, the real source, before I talk about the guidance that we issued, I mean, the real source of this whole power line saga is because I was in the legislature for 8 years before I got elected state's attorney for Carroll County, and this really is the direct result of the Democrats in the legislature and now Governor Wes Moore worshiping at the altar of radical environmentalism. I mean, it's just plain and simple. When you shut down coal-fired power plants all over the state because of that Climate Solutions Now Act that they passed a couple of years ago as I was going out the door, this is what we get. And the process, you know, a whole bunch of property owners, including a bunch in my county, you know, who don't necessarily believe in that green energy narrative, you know, they're left to deal with the consequences. So I went to that PSEG meeting in Westminster. There were probably about 1,100 people there, and they were justifiably ticked off. So in response to that, you know, we put out this guidance regarding property owners' rights. And property owners need to know that they don't have to at this point. They don't have to let these power line people on their property. If they don't want them on their property, you know, put up no trespassing signs in conspicuous places, or use the Maryland blue paint law that, you know, DNR has promulgated a bunch of regulations about to post your property with the blue paint. And, yeah, furthermore, yeah, if they don't want to negotiate with these people, and I don't blame them if they don't, tell them that in writing. But, yeah, if these people still wind up trespassing on your property anyway, and we certainly hope that's not the case, you know, after they've taken those steps that I've outlined in the guidance, you know, call the law. So that's the genesis of how our guidance came to be that we issued after the PSEG meeting, you know, week before last, I guess it was.
Now, let's talk particulars. When you talk about the DNR, the blue paint law, or when you talk about a do not trespass sign, how close or far apart do they have to be?
Well, I mean, there are regulations that specifically talk about these signs and paint marks. They should post them on the boundaries of their property if they're using the blue paint law, you know, as a mechanism to let folks know that they shouldn't be trespassing on their property. My recommendation would be that if they don't want to go the blue paint law route, you know, just post these no trespass signs in conspicuous places. If you use the blue paint law, you know, you post them at your road entrance and adjacent to public roadways, and direct it towards other land adjoining the property. So a person may not remain on private property of another after receiving such notice. So that's the law.
All right, more with Haven Shoemaker, Carroll County State's Attorney, regarding access to private property and what happens next with PSEG. In just a moment, we're going to take a brief break for a traffic update.
8:43, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Slowing on the Beltway now, the inner loop near Bel Air Road is a report of a broken down vehicle at that ramp, and it looks like they're looking at it. So if you're coming east from Hartford Road and the bridge at Putty Hill, you're getting over around Bel Air Road at exit 32. Be on the lookout for that. The outer loop is still slow from Bel Air Road all the way to Providence Road. The inner loop through Pikesville is slow. The west side still the same, 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Well, the town says sunny today, 52, and down to 35 for the low tonight. And right now we're 42 in the city, 43 in Annapolis under sunny skies. Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker is on the line with us talking about the public service enterprise group individuals or people that represent them coming onto your private property in Carroll County. And you're suggesting either do not trespass sign or the blue paint laws, but you mentioned something interesting. Would it be beneficial? Should a Carroll County resident inform PSEG in writing, A, you're not welcome on my property, and B, I'm not interested in selling my property?
Yeah, they absolutely should do that. You know, PSEG's in the process of sending notices to, like, the I guess the 600 affected property owners in the route that they've identified. So, in response to that, if folks don't want to negotiate with these folks, they don't have to, but they should communicate in writing saying, I don't want to negotiate with you and I don't want you on my property.
You know, I reached out yesterday to the Public Service Commission asking for some of the commissioners to come on the air. They politely declined. Three of the four are appointed by Governor Moore, by the way. Haven, let me ask you this. Right now, they're telling me at the Public Service Commission that PSEG has not filed what's called a Certificate of Public Convenience and Need, which is they'd have to do that before they go any further.
Yeah,
why do you think they're delaying in this whole process, or is this normal procedure?
I don't know. They do, in fact, have to do that if they, you know, if they want to take their land grab quest further. I think your information is correct. They've not done that as we sit here today.
But they would need to do that before they could be empowered with any eminent domain powers, correct?
Yes, absolutely. That's a threshold.
Okay, I still don't fully understand exactly how a private company can be granted eminent domain powers. Can you explain this to me?
Well, I mean, you know, there was a Supreme Court decision from like a decade or so ago. I think it was the Kelo case.
Kelo v. New London, yeah.
Yeah, out of Connecticut, I believe it was.
Right.
Which, you know, allows, presumably, you know, the government to permit folks to exercise eminent domain for essentially private purposes. And I certainly don't agree with that decision, but it was the law of the land. So that's where we are.
But even that was the government wanted to seize it for private purposes, not for public use. This is actually the government saying to a company, yeah, you can basically act as the government and exercise eminent domain powers. I don't see how that's constitutional.
Well, I mean, I guess it could wind up being in the newly configured Supreme Court, you know, and we'll see where it goes. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of this action that we're seeing from PSEG stems from the green light from FERC, you know, the feds in D.C. So, you know, we can certainly hope that the new president, when he takes office on January 20th, will intercede and cooler heads will prevail. I know that in the legislature, there are folks like Senator Chris West who are talking about slow rolling this thing. I hope they're successful.
To your knowledge, is there any requirement that through, because PGM is the one that hired PSEG to look into this.
Right.
Is there any requirement that they look at all viable options for this power line project? You know, as far as existing power lines, underground, or new paths of transmission, or maybe even we had the suggestion that there might be land already acquired by the state or federal government that they could use. Do you know anything? Is there any requirement in that regard?
I don't know. I don't know if there's such a requirement. It doesn't sound like it from the actions that they've taken thus far.
So to wrap up, Haven, if there's a Carroll County resident that has taken the steps, no trespassing, blue paint, whatever, and they have somebody from PSEG that comes on their property without permission, your advice is to what? Call the sheriff? Call?
Yes. I mean, you know, when we put out our guidance that got picked up by the paper, we were in direct consultation with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, who does the lion's share of the law enforcement in this county. And so their input was invaluable in coming up with the recommendations that we came up with. And I would certainly advise folks, pardon me, I would certainly advise folks that if they have unwanted persons on their property, particularly after they've taken the steps that that we've outlined that they can certainly do, they're well within their rights to do, that they call the sheriff's office and let them know.
Heaven Shoemaker,
and the sheriff's office will send people right out.
Heaven Shoemaker, who is the state's attorney in Carroll County, thank you so much for your time this morning and for clarifying a couple of things. There might be a run on blue paint coming up.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, all right, thanks, Haven. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, we'll take a look at Rachel Maddow before... Oh, we already did that.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, you have Highland coming up. He's hilarious. The guy is now an expert on all things Trump.
Oh, okay.
You know, all things Trump.
We'll see what happens. 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor. Go talk to your broker. Ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about your investments because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Every day a new cabinet nominee from Trump causes liberal heads to explode. It's like an advent calendar from hell for them. We'll see who's next tomorrow.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great text in from Nancy. She says, good morning, guys. Any leftist who wishes to leave America should, upon reaching their new chosen country, go immediately to the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate and surrender the U.S. passport and renounce their U.S. citizenship and never return.
Yeah.
I think they're right.
Tomorrow on the show, Susan Smith, that South Carolina mother, killer mom, killed her two kids. She was denied parole yesterday.
Oh, what a shame.
Thank goodness we have that. Also, Whoopi Goldberg is doubling down on the bakery story. So we'll explore that as right, well, then. Because I think she's picked the wrong bakery to pick on.
I think she sure has. 8:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, a man who knows the inside of virtually every bakery within 100 miles of his home. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And I feel like such a crumb.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, you slice it.
I reckon. Oh, who's this texting me here? Oh,
well, sorry. He's an expert at loafing.
Yeah. I worked, in a bakery as a pilot. Took the bread from here and piled it over there.
That just takes the cake. Chuck, traffic, please.
Thank you, Mr. Bruce. It's very nice you bring that up. Eastbound Route 32. I'm sure everybody's going, would you please? Eastbound Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. They're still working on that wreck. They have closed Herring Parkway. We said earlier, about 45 minutes ago, there was an overturned vehicle southbound on Herring Parkway at the bridge at Northern Parkway. They've now shut that off back at Hillsway Avenue, so that detour is underway. You have Hill and Road. You have several different options to get around that area, but Herring Parkway right now is closed. Late backing on the Beltway still there and was a little bit slow with a broken down vehicle on the inner loop near the ramp at Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Have a great day. I see you tomorrow. And your Weather Channel forecast, sunny today, dry 52, 35 for the low tonight. Tomorrow's morning rush hour. We're calling it Kim Klasick weather, light rain and or snow.
By the way, we're going to have a remote broadcast for you tomorrow in Garrett County.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I don't know if you guys expect me to come in here tomorrow.
Dundalk is sunny in 43 in Severn. Kim Klasick live coming up next after the 9 o'clock news. Kim, what's in store?
Well, I'm so glad you guys had Haven Shoemaker on out of Carroll County. I am going to talk about what he's doing as far as the drug epidemic. I think he's doing a great job out there, and I wish more state's attorneys would take on that epidemic because, honestly, when we talk about the border and the fentanyl coming across, I mean, this is something that is affecting everybody, no matter their socioeconomic status. So we are going to talk about the differences that he's making. Also, we're going to talk about the windmills. They are officially coming.
Yeah.
Station Shore.
Doesn't matter what Ocean City residents want or think.
No, but I hope they sound off. You know, I was in Chestertown not too long ago at Washington College speaking to the GOP club there, and there are a lot of listeners up there for WCBM. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that they call in and sound off on how they really feel about this, and that I want to repost some of those calls so more people will listen to it. I hope Governor Westmore listens. You know, we talk about the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project, and people wonder, where did Governor Westmore stand on it? It's obvious. He could care less. Yeah. He's fine with this electric grid.
Well, yeah, and what do you think is going to happen? As I said, three of the four members, commissioners of the Public Service Commission are appointed by Westmore. The other one was by Larry Hogan. So, I mean, you can see the writing on the wall.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. It's so sad. It's like, you know, it's like they don't care at all about
this. It's not over till it's over, but it's trending in that direction.
Yeah, but, you know, it's obvious where he stands. And this is a guy that many people love. The Democrat Party obviously loves him nationally. I could see him serving two terms, right? This fight's going to continue, I'm sure.
He might serve two terms only if a presidential run doesn't get in the way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that's entirely possible as well.
I saw where he was polling about 1%.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. I guess it's still early on, right? Sure. They just don't know his name as of yet.
He's others that pursued national ambition, specifically Governor O'Malley and Governor Hogan, also polled around 1%.
Yeah.
And ended up at about 1%.
Yeah. they ran anyway.
One of my favorite pictures of all time was, I think it was the New York Times, and a picture that had three individuals. It had Hillary, it had Bernie Sanders, and who they characterized as an unidentified man. Was O'Malley.
That's great. And then, of course, we'll talk about the bathroom saga on Capitol Hill. It's finally settled, and it looks like everybody's just fine with it, but we'll talk about it.
Right. Yeah, even McBride is saying, yeah. Doesn't agree with it, but she will follow the law.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
man, that's all you can ask.
Yeah.
All right, Kim. Coming up next right after 9 o'clock news.
I'm always up for a nice game of let's you and him fight. And so when you have two lefties decide they're going to fight, it's kind of fun to listen in. Now, I hope I pronounced the guy's name correctly, Sean. Is it Cenk Uygur?
Cenk Uygur.
Cenk Uygur, yeah. Who is one of the Young Turks. He and Alan Lichtman, who's always been touted as this genius on polling, they got into it.
I debated Professor Lichtman before. I told him his theories about the keys were absurd. I was right. He was wrong. I said he'd lose his keys.
No, you were not right, and I was not wrong. And that's a cheap shot, and I won't stand for it.
Well, who won, brother?
You should not be taking cheap shots at me.
Who won?
You want to make your point,
make
your point.
You live in a total world of denial. You don't know anything.
You attacked me personally.
You're so deluded.
Oh, right. I've only been a professor for 51 years.
On this program, I've never been able to finish a thought.
How many books have you published? Say whatever you want, but I'm not going to stand for
it. Brother, you got it wrong.
Say whatever you want.
You were preposterously stupidly wrong.
Right. So how many books are you published?
Somebody call him a ambulance.
Yes. It went on from there.
I don't need you to call me stupid.
Yeah, somebody else that
Hey, Alan, you deserve a tall glass of shut-up juice, so can you just shut up for a second and let someone who knows what
not
they're doing
say
so
right.
You're so right. You're so unified right now.
Okay. Want,
so,
I will not sit here and stand for personal attacks, for blasphemy against me. You don't need to do that.
Blasphemy against you? Jesus Christ, you loser. Okay, can I just give the correct answer for once?
No, probably not with Lichtman in the room.
That sounds like a Thanksgiving Day dinner table near you.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
Yes, Lichtman, you talk about an ego.
No,
you
know, don't blaspheme me.
Blasphemy.
Who the hell you think you are?
Yeah.
So, reminds me of the Wicked Witch in Wizard of Oz.
I'm melting.
I tell you, there, as I always said, there's nothing quite like a good game of let you and him fight. It's great
All
stuff.
Right. Kim Klasick up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. Don't forget Rob Carson at noon. Drive home with Sean Hannity at 3. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you bright and early.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.